contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Asswipe. Your pussy smells like garbage.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Happy Monday, everybody. I want to introduce Carrie Seawack. Oops, sorry. I thought I was just... Sorry.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Deadpool Mom and all of the ships at sea. I'm Carrie Spiewak, and here are the two significant others of two guys who say bad language, Free to Geronimo and a bartender. It's April Fool's Day, and we have a special show today. It's a significant other show, so everybody that's important to the boys are here today. And that would be me, Frida. I'm Don's wife. We've been together over 20 years. Don't ask me how. We have in the other room, Marcia Burbank. You got me beat, Marcia.
Hello. Good morning. Buzz and I have been together for almost 27 years.
Oh, my God.
Is that awful?
And Marcia's already a star because of commercials. This is old hat. I mean, you're in front of a microphone all the time doing laser eye commercials.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and Carrie, who you already met, is Rob's significant other and is expecting their second child. And then we have the very important person in Mike's life right now. His favorite bartender, Kathy, is here.
Good morning.
So we're all here to do the show, and we're going to try and do it regular, although we'll see what happens. And so to be my husband, as I already said, happy Monday. And I've got a bunch of other stupid things probably to say like him, too. But first, the phone numbers. If you're calling from if you're listening on WJFK, you just be patient with me. If you're calling from D.C., the number is 202-432-1067. What? 1067. Oh, I'm sorry. It's like the frequency. Yeah. Hey, that's kind of catchy. Is that a coincidence? And then, if you're listening in New York on WNEW, the number is 877-692. Hey, I got it this time, and it's 1027, like the radio station. National line, including Philly, including everywhere else, it's 877-365-3636, and we think later on we'll take a few phone calls because we're not afraid, are we?
Nope.
No. Right. No. We're not afraid. And we'll tell you the truth. And you won't hear the distorted version today. You'll hear what really happened over the weekend. You'll hear what the arguments really happened. So, thanks for the note, darling. I was getting to it. We're going to do the weekend recap right now. And I'm going to start with my weekend. And I can't tell you how good it feels to not to have the biased Don version. You'll get the true version. All right. Friday was a nice day. I mean, we didn't do anything, you know, basically, because Bart and I went to New York to see a play, just like an overnight trip. We saw, and I even brought in, What? I'm getting hand signals and I don't. I got a phone call already? All right, but
Hello.
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 Hi, who's this?
Dave, who's this?
This
Free
is...
I know that's you.
Oh.
I just think this is a fantastic April Fool's, excuse me, joke. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a little pink sweater.
Slow down.
Black slacks. Loafers. Yeah, I know the loafers are exciting. I took my glasses off. They're only in my hand, so I'm really sexy right now. Thanks, darling.
Tell me.
I've got
the earpiece.
I've got on the underwear. Well, I've got on the bra that has just a little bit of fiberfill in it, just for that little extra something. And the underwear are just regular because I think thong underwear. I have some of those, and those are a big hoax. Yeah, right.
That's what I needed, right?
So anyway, yeah, they're the kind of the old lady married
uh-huh.
underwear.
Very, very nice.
All right.
Thank you for starting off this way. I won't slow things down.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So back to the weekend. So anyway, Bart and I went to see The Graduate. And my husband, Don, was asking me about it because, like, in the first 5 minutes, Kathleen Turner's naked. Who said, me, Sherry? Yeah, you know what? You know, you would think, because she's got the really round face. But I understand why she's naked. Have you ever seen, I assume people are like this. She looks much better naked than she does with her clothes on.
Really?
Yeah. And you want me to take another call?
Hello.
I'm
Rita?
Yes.
It's Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Hi. I wanted to know what you were wearing. God, it's so good to hear you. It's the cuter of the Geronimos on the phone.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
Yes. Marcia there. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. I'd like to see the two of you kiss again.
Oh, would you?
Uh-huh.
We could arrange that.
Yeah, after the show. Hey, you know, this is out of sequence what I was going to talk about, but Marcia was saying to me right when we walked in, you know, a women's show could really, it's about time radio has had a women's show. I mean, they have The View on TV and they have these other TV shows, but they don't have any all women shows. So my husband thinks the practical joke is that we're just here for a half hour, or, you know, but the real joke is going to be, we don't want to go.
We're taking over.
If you do the radio view, can I be Star Jones?
What? No, you can be Star Jones. You can be our personal dresser, Cheryl.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this
all
show.
Right.
And you're going to do better than the guys. Hey, where's Mike's significant other? Oh, I'm so mean.
No, she's here. She's the bartender. Kathy, say hi.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Oh, hi.
She's going to do the weekend recap of Mike's drinking right after if I ever get through my weekend recap.
Okay, at least yours would be accurate and not all exaggerated like Don's version.
No, right. You're going to hear the truth. It's the first time.
I know.
He exaggerates
a lot of things about his body, too, I'm sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up on you now,
okay,
Cheryl.
Okay. Please, thank you.
Talk
bye.
To you later. Bye. Anyway, so my there's a phone call for Carrie.
Boo-boo.
What are you doing? All right.
Boo-boo.
Hello.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo. That's not me. That's my husband.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Miss you.
Well, thank you. And
hey,
don't call me at work.
Mike's significant other, would you keep it down over there because it's hard to hear Frieda?
I know. Well, if I get through my weekend...
Usually by this time, Mike's interrupting Don and, going on about his tax on his divorce, so it'd be all right if she just said a few things to interrupt you every
uh-oh.
Once in a while.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
All right, well, goodbye.
You,
goodbye, goodbye. Hang up. Now, stop picking up the phone so I can get through this. I know that's what... All right. Anyway... All right. So, anyway, but Don, of course, asked me how Kathleen Turner was trimmed, of course, how her hairdo was. Not her hairdo on her head, I might add, which really I find surprising because he never cares how anyone's hair on their head.
I don't know.
She looked good. She looked good. All right. So Friday we didn't do anything. Yeah, that was her. But she
said, I talk American.
She did sound like that, though. I know. She sounded like that.
Nothing to do with this hysterical situation.
All right. Friday, nothing. Saturday, nice day. You gave me an early Easter present, which was weird. Two Bibles. You went to the bookstore and bought two Bibles. I mean, I don't know why. I didn't really need one. I have a Bible.
Are they in different languages?
No, they. One had like a dictionary and red highlights included. I don't think he knew that they both had a Bible in them. So I said, why'd you give me this? When we were on vacation, we stayed at a Marriott hotel. And, you know, the Marriotts are, you know, Mormons, right? So you have your Bible there, you have your Book of Mormon, all this in the hotel room. So I picked it up, and I was kind of flipping through it. He said, come on, he wanted to go somewhere. And I said, I'm coming. He said, I'll buy you one of those when we get home. Well, I thought he was kidding. I wasn't in Bible need, you know?
Happy Easter.
Yeah, it was sweet. All right, so I got my couple of Bibles, and we're having a nice day. I mean, you can't really fault your husband for giving you Bibles. Although I could think of a lot of other presents that might have been a little bit nicer, but that's all right. Anyway, he went to see Death to Smoochie with Bart. Yeah, so I stayed home. And then he came home, and we went out to dinner, which would have been fine, except we were all ready to go. And he looks at me like I'm crazy when I say to him, are you wearing that? He said, what? He's wearing a hooded black sweatshirt and Nike sweatpants. Now, we're only going to like a little pub kind of tavern place.
And you weren't going with Charlie Broyhill?
Hey, is there any other man aside from Charlie Broyhill, any 40-year-old man that wears a hooded black sweatshirt and black sweatpants to go out to dinner in our neighborhood where we would see possibly people we know? Who's not on MTV? I said, are you wearing that? And so that started off the night. You know, it did not get better. Well, all right, so he begrudgingly changed into jeans and a sweatshirt without a hood. You know, I don't think I'm asking for a lot. I just asked for my sweatshirts on my husband not to have a hood. You know, I mean, am I strict? I don't know. So we go out to dinner. And then he had a martini. That's fine. Order another one, still fine. Although, you have a tendency to have a little food on your face when you're drinking martini. At least, he does. So I mentioned to him, darling, you got a little bit of food in your beard. Yeah, all right. He said that because it sounds better than on his face. Like it wasn't on his upper cheek, you know. It was in his beard. And so he got a little pissy with me then, you know. And then we ended up having eight. Giant fight in which it turned in, you got to take me as I am. You got to love me as I am. I said, I told you you had food on your face. He said, you told me five times. I said, well, for God's sake, if you got food on your face five times, should I just let it lay there? I'm on his beard. Sorry, on your beard. But he was, I'm totally devoted to you. Isn't that enough? No, the answer is that's not enough. I expect my man not to have food on his face. I mean, and not to wear a hooded sweatshirt and sweatpants out to dinner. Now,
maybe he wanted you to kiss off the food.
Oh, God! That would be the worst. But you know, Kathy, I'm sure you have this problem with Mike all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, how many drinks would it take for him to have food on his face, do you think?
Well, it usually depends if he's been drinking before he comes into the bar or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, then that's, you know, that adds a whole other dimension. And then, plus, he's probably been with another bartender where you got the whole jealousy thing going.
Oh, I know.
Unless he's servicing himself. Yeah.
Oh.
Right, which could happen.
Well, if he goes to the bathroom, he disappears after a few drinks. It's either one of two things.
Oh, yeah.
Either gone to meet somebody or he's gone to disappear. Because sometimes when he gets really drunk, he prefers the company of men. So
in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
He goes to the bathroom very often, actually.
Oh, I didn't know that. We are finding out new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Hangs out in the bathroom.
But then after about a half hour, it's right back to the Irish whiskey, so.
Ah.
Just come back.
So he kind of sobers up and he loses his courage to hang out in the bathroom, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting. I think we are going to find out some new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Saturday night was horrible. Needless to say, it was horrible. But I told him, that's a good thing about being married 20 years. You can have a horrible night and know it's not the end of the world. And as it turned out, I said to him, don't take it so personally when I tell you you're not dressed. And I would never tell him to sass me. But I said to him, I would never, he misinterpreted when I said, don't let it get to you if I don't like your outfit. It's not that I don't love you, it's your outfit. I said, have a spine, which was probably not a good thing to say. You know, that's kind of a low blow. And so he thought I said, tell me to F off. Because when you tell someone to have a spine, they kind of interpret that to mean, okay, well, then I will have a spine and F you. You know, but I wasn't asking for that. So we got home, and he went out in his car to cool off, and he came back, though, with a bunch of flowers. Oh, because he was sorry he had been so thin-skinned. But he said to me, okay, here, I want to say I'm sorry for having lost my temper, but again, F you. And I, how do you accept flowers like that? I said, I really don't know how to respond to those. I don't. When you get the flowers in your with an FU attached, you know, you don't know what to say. All right. So anyway, the next morning, Easter morning, all was fine, just weird, because I guess I forgave him, but I didn't like the delivery. But anyway, so Easter morning, everything's fine, going to church, just had a nice time. And even in church, we go to the 8 o'clock normally, where it's just the bare bones of church. There's no fluff to it. You know, you get there, you pray. Well, on Easter, they work in a little singing, and my husband tries to avoid any singing, but we're standing, and the minister has made a point of saying, I don't usually like to sing, but on Easter, everyone should raise their voices and sing hallelujah. And so, you know, everyone's standing up, and Don is standing there stone-faced, and I said, you know, you got to sing right now. I mean, it's Easter. You have to sing. I don't think I'll ever sing again, though, because as we were leaving, the minister said to him, and remember, you know, we weren't even sitting in the first row. We were like 10 rows back. The minister said to him, well, you're not a singer, are you?
Well, Mike sings at the bar all the time.
Oh, is that right? Singing hallelujah. Are we taking a call, darling? All right. Hello?
Hi, Frida. This is Bob in Sacramento.
Well, hi, Bob.
Hey, you know what, Frida? You just found the cure for insomnia.
Oh, I'm about done, though. I'm on Sunday, and that's about it.
Well, the energy level is just so low compared to Don and Mike. I would, you know.
Well, you should be inside the studio.
All right. Well, how's this, Bob?
Yeah.
Get the F off my phone, you DA. And what else am I supposed to, you know? So hang it up.
Hey, Frida.
Yeah?
Say hi to Kid Chris for me. Goodbye.
Kid Chris.
Oh, I don't know that one. Oh, I see. It's gang code, right, Marcia?
Apparently.
Yeah, right.
Elmo Joe here, Marsh.
Oh, it's Elmo Joe. It's a friendly one.
Hi, Joe.
Can I be part of the girl show? I think I'm part girl.
If you come properly attired, that would be fine.
Well, I just gave my drag dress away the other day. I was really sad to see the black secret here.
Ah. Oh, is he on?
Here? I'm here.
All right. Well, what size was that dress, Joe?
It was a medium, and I didn't fit into it anymore.
Spaghetti straps?
It was spaghetti straps. It was very lovely.
Yeah, we're always looking for black sequin.
You girls sound wonderful on the show, and you should take over more often.
Thanks.
Good, thanks.
And hopefully I'll see you guys out next time. I'll take you to wet by myself.
Okay. Oh, all right, Joe.
Big fun.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Joe. All right, bye. Okay, we're going to hear about Mike's weekend now, Kathy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mike loves holiday, especially, you know, when they fall on the weekend, because he likes to start early with a good stiff drink.
Why isn't that surprising?
You know, it's like he'll do like a, you know, Christmas week, Easter week.
And, yeah.
You know,
well, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And so,
Did you know he tells me all his secrets, though?
No.
Did you know he's dying?
No, I had no idea. Yes.
What does he have?
He wouldn't tell us.
Oh.
But we're placing bets at the bar.
Okay.
On what he has, and you know, once we finally find out, once he's died, that we'll find out what it was.
What are the symptoms?
He wouldn't tell us. Oh. The only symptoms we ever see him with, he cannot walk straight, walk in a straight line. He slurs his speech.
Oh, it sounds like a stroke.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe it's a pickup line. Could be.
So when he comes, wait a minute. Before we get to your weekend recap, let me say, too, that maybe sometime, I don't know, what, in like 10 minutes, I don't know, people have to be pretty close, 10 or 15 minutes, if you can get to the radio station. And if we can think of some kind of hokey reason why men have to take off their pants, we could have a contest.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we have a $100 prize. We have a $100 prize, but, you know, there's usually some kind of packaging of, like, show me your tattoo, and if coincidentally your clothes fall off, you have a better chance of winning, you know.
Well, the best way to judge a butt is to see it bare.
So, all right, why don't we just have a bare
butt contest?
You know, right, we just quit with the facade and have the basic bare butt contest. So, if you're in the neighborhood of WJFK, come on down. There's a $100 cash prize and what is it, 10800 Main Street in Fairfax.
Bob, on my knob, yeah. Right. Munch.
Yeah. All right, that's coming out of my grocery money. I don't care.
Well, I'll chip in.
Oh,
Rita.
Thanks, Marcia.
Yeah.
All right. So when Mike makes his way into the bar, it's usually probably Friday at, say, 3:20.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
As soon as he leaves here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah,
right. Now, does he have a regular chair? Does he have a regular spot?
Yes, he'll come in, he'll look around, maybe, you know, stop off at the bathroom, talk to a few people, but he always sits at the far end on the right bar stool. This way he gets to talk to the customers and the servers and the bartenders, and he gets on the action over the
stool. Oh, I see. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So, in case the customers are boring, he's got the servers, or if the servers are, you know, more he's got a whole mix of people he can talk
with. He starts to annoy us after a while, but it's okay. We know he's harmless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does he maybe start slow? Does he pace himself?
It depends. He usually starts with a glass of wine, but he likes a lot of Irish whiskey, gallons of it.
I thought, is that the Jameson stuff he drinks?
Jameson. Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Oh, yeah. That's nasty stuff. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, right. And then he can just keep it up. And does food become involved? He doesn't need anything to absorb. He can just drink straight?
Not that we've seen, but we've heard that he does eat sometimes before he comes in.
Oh, I see. Kind
because
of like a protective layer.
Exactly. Because if he's had too much Irish whiskey, if he comes back to the bar after he's been in the bathroom for a while and asks for a shot of Rumplemintz, you know he's been in the bathroom.
Well, I don't even know what a rumplemint. I don't
know. What's that? It freshens his breath. So if he's been in the bathroom, drank too much, maybe
a little bit
grown up, praying to the porcelain god, comes back and orders a shot of rumplemints, you know. So we have heard that he does eat sometimes, but we've never seen him eat.
Well, because I guess you'd want something if you're going to throw it up too.
You could throw him some crackers. He won't touch it.
No.
Does he get violent? Does he talk to people?
He talks to everybody.
Does he?
Everybody? Oh no, I think
does he grab people?
I've heard that he has been known to throw a fist or two. I mean, maybe not in front of you because he doesn't want to distress you.
Right.
That's
but he can be grabby though.
Oh.
He can be kind of grabby.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With either sex, unisex grabbiness?
Both.
Oh really?
Oh
interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a phone call. Maybe someone has seen Mike when he's been out. I'm sure like millions have. Hello.
May I speak to Marcia Burbank?
Oh, Marcia.
This is Marcia Burbank.
I'm twice the woman you will ever be.
Oh no! Am I going to lose Buzz?
You have already lost him to my wiles.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Buzz told
me. I believe that's correct.
I bit off the ears from his chocolate bunny last night.
Oh!
Yuck.
Yeah, just
some eggs, too.
Yeah? Anything else?
I can see why he's bored with you.
Oh, can you? You have no idea.
You need more surgery, bitch.
Oh! Are you going to let your man talk to your woman like that, Buzz? Oh, he can't say a word.
Man!
Buzz is lying in my lap right now.
Oh!
Don't you love his curly hair?
I'm stroking his G.I. Joe hair.
Yes. Yes, it's wonderful.
Perhaps we could make a Buzz Burbank sandwich, Marsha.
That might be fun,
right,
Jorge.
That's enough. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm being closed down, Jorge. This is not appropriate.
Oh, he's gone.
For the show.
He's gone. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Okay. Am I on the air?
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh, cool. My name's Rhoda.
Hi, Rhoda.
I listen to the show all the time. It's pretty cool that they got you guys on the air.
Well, you know what? If there's something you want to know that they won't ask, answer truthfully, you should ask us because we don't lie.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. I do have a question. I haven't been able to listen for, like, the last couple days, like, about a week. So, when I went to DonandMikeFans.com while you guys were on vacation.
Oh, what, did you see he was dead?
Yeah, and I figured it was a joke. But is Don's name really Mike Source?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That part's true. No, it was some DA, as they say around here, with a website. I mean, any DA with a website can write whatever they want. Yeah. So actually, he's no more dead than usual. I mean, I feel like he's got at least 10 good years left. And he's, we're both starting the spring kind of working out hard and getting back in shape. So maybe he's got 11 or 12 years, I'm hoping.
Right.
Oh, I give him 15 at least.
Oh, good.
Is his name Mike?
Hello,
Marcia?
Oh.
Yes.
Frida, is his name really Mike Source?
Yeah.
How about Rob Stewart? Is that really his name?
Unfortunately. Would someone make that up?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I actually thought Don's name was Don Geronimo.
Well, Carrie, is that his real name?
Yes.
What do you call him, though?
Just Rob.
You don't have a pet name for him?
No, I don't think I do.
Oh, my gosh. What does he call you?
Honey Nipples.
Yeah, there's a good one. You need one.
Over my house.
You need a pet name.
Pet names. I don't think we've been married long enough, maybe.
Oh, I have pet names, way before we were married.
I call him Idiot a lot.
Oh, well, there you go.
Exactly. So what's Buzz's name?
What about you, Marcia? What do you call Buzz?
Oh, well, babe.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah. That's the best you could come up with.
Well, I don't think we really have pet names.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-uh. I pet name everybody. I mean, my dog, and my Bart.
My Bart.
Kathy, what do you call Mike?
What do I call him?
Yeah.
What do other people call him?
No, what's your pet name for him?
AMX.
You know, whatever.
Mikey.
Oh, Mikey. Yeah, right.
You gotta have that little, twinkle in your eye. Yeah, you know, Mikey. Right.
I have a name for the caller.
What?
The opponent.
All right, goodbye, opponent. Carrie didn't like you. Yeah, so you could call Mike, hey, you on the floor. Hello, we have another caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Am I on the air?
Yes.
This is David in D.C., and as I recall listening to the show, the hosts usually take a sex quiz and rate women. I was wondering if you guys were going to take the sex quiz this morning for us.
I don't think that was part of our agenda to take, but...
Yeah, the show is free movie. You can go back and forth between the weekend and the sex quiz.
Well, thank you. Maybe when you become Mike's bartender, you could come in here and you can move it however you want. Or, I don't think we have to... to tell you the truth, I don't want to take the sex quiz, so I'll take another caller. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
You fat bastards.
Aw.
I have a question for Frau Spiewak. How is it living with all the hate? Is it hard?
No, I actually enjoy it. And I stay home to teach my daughter to hate as well.
This is going to be homeschooled.
Actually, I have an interesting story about Easter. Rob wouldn't let me dye eggs because we can't collect colored eggs.
Oh.
Not in my gruel.
All right. Yeah. And those chocolate bunnies, they had to cause some problems, too.
Only white chocolate.
Yeah, right, of course. All right, darling. Oh, let's see. Let's take another call. I got no more to do here. Oh, and unless any naked guys have come by. I mean, what happened? It's $100. All you have to do, whenever they do it. Oh, AJ? AJ has come by? Oh, no, AJ on the phone. Hi, AJ.
Frida.
Yeah.
How are you? It's Patrick Bateman.
Oh, no.
Listen, I like to dissect women. Did I mention that I'm utterly insane?
Yeah, no, but I'm not afraid. I'm here protected by the microphone.
I've got to return some videotapes. Toodaloo-ass.
Okay. You know what, then? I must have missed that episode because I did not get that. All right. Is this phone or in person? All right. I got Dan on the phone here. Dan, are you there? This is Frida. Hello.
Comedies.
Hi.
Hi. Frida, you forgot to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit at the beginning of the show. At the beginning of every month, you have to say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit when you start the show.
No, but I did say it this morning, first thing. Rabbit, okay. Rabbit, rabbit.
And I wanted to ask Marsha a quick question.
Sure.
Does she have weed?
What?
No.
Why would you think that?
You know, because Buzz, you know, always is partaking in some, you know, stuff with his hookah, and that's why I was curious.
Oh.
You know?
Well, no, but...
And I just want to say, you guys rock, and that's with Tim. You know, thanks, Tim.
Oh, thank you. You know what's the best thing about the show? I wish it was on TV, because I love seeing the various husband pass their spouse's notes, and they shake their hands and throw it back. It's like watching catchers shake off pitchers. I've seen Carrie do it. I've seen Marsha do it. It's like, no, that's not funny.
I've got some good news, ladies.
Oh, what?
Oh, hi, there's a gentleman here to get naked for us.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hello, ladies. Nice to meet you all.
How are you? What's your name?
John. Just call me John.
John, you must work or or live close by.
I was working in the area, and my wife called me and told me that she likes my butt, and I should come in and show it to you.
Oh, that's so good. All right. What? Thank you.
Can we get some music?
Yeah. What happened to that sax music that you had?
You know what?
And John, I'm way too much of a mother. Good. Hand me your glasses. They are filthy. Oh. I can't see out of those things. I think I have a cloth in my glasses. You know, somehow, there. Oh my gosh, you're lucky you didn't have an accident getting over here.
What are you first?
All right, that's better. You know, I can get much more turned on by a man in nice glasses.
Okay, there you go.
You got a good view there?
There
you go.
For you.
All right, let me get my glasses on, speaking of glasses. All right. Oops. All right. Does John... Oh, so John's got no music. So, well, John, let's see what you got with... we have a little bit. We have a little bit of music.
Take a
call. All right. okay, hi, who's this? We're waiting for John's music to cue up.
Hey, what's going on, ladies?
Oh, hi.
Real quick, I had a game recommendation, a little more creative than just showing the butt off, but a game called Dickie Doo. You can have a contest to have guys come in and see whose belly sticks out further than their dickie do.
Yeah, but I have a feeling we're going to get some, you know, if we wanted to see bellies, we could look at our men. You know, I mean, very attractive. Very ab-filled bellies. But what we're really looking for is, you know, something a little different. Okay. All right. I got another caller. So, hi, who's this?
This is Art.
Art, where are you calling from?
D.C.
Hi, Art.
How are you today?
I'm good.
You know, I just wanted to say, you know, it's very refreshing just to hear the other side from what the other three would like us to tell us every day. So it's very refreshing to hear you guys today.
Thank you, Art.
We need to get you guys more on here more often.
You know, you really should have been warned, and then you could have figured all the things that they have lied about over the years. You could have called and asked us, and we would have told you the truth. But, you know, it's like one of those things you don't know it's coming, so you know there are questions, but you don't know what they are.
Welcome to Reality Radio.
All right, a couple more calls. So, hi, who's this?
Hey, Frida.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I'm a longtime female fan of the Donna Mike Show and of your participation in it.
Thank you.
I think that you and Don, you're like the honeymooners of the radio.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's awesome, and I think this is a great idea, too, to show the female view.
Well, thank you. You know what? Thank you. And I think we're all lobbying for making this a regular thing.
Awesome. I
mean, I had nothing but time.
Yeah. All right. One more call, and then we're going to see some butt.
Hi, Frida. This is Chris Core, and I'm back on the air now. I was hoping we could take the sex quiz together, and I could share it with my fans.
Don't toy with me by bringing up old boyfriends. I'm not allowed even to think of them. And Don's hanging up on you anyway. So, hi. Next caller. Hi, who's this?
This is Dean. Hi, Frida.
Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
could you elaborate a little on how you how much you love Don Terry Balsack?
You know, I think that might be something that got exaggerated. Not, you know, I there are some things I
don't
know.
Incredible!
I don't know that he's going to share. And you know, what's sad is that a wife, when having sex, has to edit herself because she might doesn't know what's going to happen. You know, be said on air. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like when Mike's drinking. Now he has to think, if you were doing this regularly, Kathy,
right,
can he really say the things that he really wants to say? You know,
say the truth comes out when you've been drinking.
But you know what they really want to say?
What?
Waddle-doodle.
Booyah!
Later, girls.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
All right, one more. One more. You know, it is hard to quit these, and my husband's right. They are kind of addicted phone calls. Go ahead. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Steve from Philly.
Hi, Steve.
I just like this. I just tuned in maybe 2 minutes ago. I caught the end of you talking about going to dinner with Don, and he's wearing a black sweatshirt with a hood.
Yeah.
I think you're insane.
You think I'm crazy? You
if
know
that
what?
Man wants to go to dinner in a clown suit, you should pull out his chair.
Great.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Are
he
you married?
Your parents. He sets you up in a nice house. He works hard. Let that man walk around naked if he wants to.
You know, I don't take offense when he'll criticize something I'm wearing, and he does it in a very sweet way. Usually it's like, if you bend over, you can see too much cleavage. You'd like me to dress like Laura Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie if he wore my dress. Hey, you know, would you stop this music? But when the guy is...
If he wants you to dress like a pilgrim, you should.
Right, and that's the way it would be. I'd be a pilgrim, and he'd be Puff Daddy, and this is the way we'd be out to dinner.
And what's your problem with that?
Well,
you've got probably a gorgeous house. He's probably set you up with a gorgeous life. You should be lighting the candles to this man every day.
It ain't good enough. He's got to do more. I don't ask for much.
You've got to support.
I just asked not to be embarrassed by his ensemble. I asked him to dress his age. I finally got him to at least cut down on the football jerseys, which were his uniform before that. And speaking of uniforms, you got to see him in a Star Trek uniform. I finally got those habits beat. Now we got the new Puff Daddy look going out to dinner. and then he's got food in his beard, you know. I give myself more points than that. I mean, I'm not 22, and you know.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
But he can't lose me because, first of all, you know, I'm in charge of the bank account.
Right on!
He just earned some money. All right, that's enough. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Special.
Oh, it's up to me. There we go. Now you got it.
Yes, yes.
You know, I gotta back away a little bit. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Buzz doing? I'm gonna pull the microphone this way. All right, he's got the nice gray underwear on.
I didn't shave this month, so.
You shaved your butt?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, all right.
My wife was joking.
Oh, cute.
Oh.
All right, you know what?
Yeah, that is a cute little butt.
That is a cute little butt. It's furry. It's kind of like Fozzie's butt.
I used to work at a club downtown, and I would get the...
Oh, my God. You know, that's remarkable because the front is the same amount of fur as the back.
You look like Mike at my bar on Friday night at about 1:15 a.m.
All right.
I say give the man
$100.
I could go for that. We're actually getting ready to go to New York for a funeral and we could use the money.
Yes.
Great. Okay, you know what? I'm ready to go back to my regular life now.
Why, Frida, we could play these reindeer games all day.
I think I have to work my way up to that. I think we should, you know, next time it'll be first show biceps and then,
okay.
I mean, full frontal.
Okay.
But a good performance, and your wife is
absolutely
very sweet to share you, and she's a lucky, lucky woman.
You know, I tell her that every day, but...
Yeah, right. Okay, all right, well, been nice knowing you, and see Lisa on your way out.
Great.
Okay, bye.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, darling, I got shopping I got to do. Are we about done?
Surely what? Not. We have 4 hours to fill.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's play a game here. What is the April Fool's joke? You're not letting us off the hook? Now we have to stick around? I thought it was the first break. And normally you break around now. And normally Rob is saying, you gotta break.
We're fine.
Oh, you're fine. All right. You know what? I didn't prepare a game, but I'm sure we can think of something.
Well, summarize.
Summarize, my life. All right. What?
Okay, I have one thing to say. First of all, it has been great being here today, but I love Mike to death. When his personal life was stable, he was just an okay tipper. But now that his life is falling apart, he's an incredible tipper.
Wow.
Good for you.
Huh. Yay. I'm surprised, because normally a divorce does not help your income. But that's good that he's spending it on what's important to
him. Exactly. Can I keep him happy?
He's got his priorities.
Absolutely.
All right, Carrie, what's your final statement here?
Rob said he couldn't say anything about her personal life. So.
Oh, is that right? No, well, then you have to tell us. All right, who's got the biggest stud of us women?
I do.
You know what? None of us will disagree with you.
I can't be in.
Yeah.
Apparently, Lisa thinks mine is.
Well, you know, nobody's rooting for my husband. Sorry, baby doll. But mine's the cutest and the sweetest, I think.
Well, see, I think so too, but he's always embarrassed when I say anything.
I know, he's shy. He's very shy in real life. And even with the dumb tattoo. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen it. I heard about it.
You have to see everywhere you go. I mean, I had to take back the bad things I said when I first saw it, because there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like the Puff Daddy outfit. He can't change it. He's got Batman on his arm forever and ever. All right, Marcia. Yeah. Any parting words?
No, but I think we should do this again. I don't think we should have to wait once a year to do this.
All right.
I think women rule.
Mother's Day.
Well,
Mother's Day is a good... You don't have to be a mother.
I'm not a mother.
Cats count.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And
Mother's Day.
Bartenders count. And maybe bartenders count, right?
Perfect.
They mother more than any of us do. Okay. And Carrie would have to be the leader of that one, because she's going to be mother number two. So.
That's right.
All right. So if you want to go to see what the wives look like, we're at WNEW.com. They took pictures, didn't they?
Oh,
they're sticking them up there now as we speak, I think. So this has been lovely. Thank you for having us. Hope we can come back again soon. No?
Uh-huh.
Well, and it makes you appreciate the men a little more than you did before. Where do we put the first? We're going to get the 100th caller, and then we're going to go. So if you need the phone numbers and you're listening in Washington, it's 202-432-1067. In New York, it's 877-692-1027 for WNEW. And nationally, in Philly and everywhere else, it's 877-365-3636. Good luck. Goodbye. Good luck. All right. Don't we have any outdoor, close the door kind of sound effect happening now? Is it just dead air? We're gone. We die. You just leave us alone. Are we off the air? Are we even on the air? I can't even see a meter. I don't know if we're just, you know, I'm just going to go then. All right. Leave. See ya. Okay. Been nice knowing you.
Thanks, Frida. It was great fun.
Oh, it was fun. Hey, we should do lunch. It's almost noon. We could go out now. Get some sushi. All right. All right, my sugar bear. I'll see you later. I'll get the diet food at the grocery store today. It starts. All right, boo-boo. I even did my posties. My post-it notes like you do. And I didn't write it with a Sharpie, but otherwise it was just like you. All right, here are your cards back, your notes. Love you. Bye. Bye, Robert. Kathy, it was nice meeting you.
Go bye.
Bye.
Save me from my evil man, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
They broadcast the wrong time, dear. Don, dear, and Mike, dear.
Ugh. All right, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, everybody.
I'm Drunky Drunk.
Hi there. Well, you know, we had an original plan for the April Fool's Day show, and that one fell through the cracks.
Did that backfire?
Yeah. So that was a backup.
Well, I thought it was a cute segment.
Although we might try something a little later.
Yeah, you never know what we're going to do on April Fool's Day. I mean, you know, anything could happen. As a matter of fact, when you come to work on April Fool's Day at this radio station, as I have found out personally, you should be prepared for any eventuality.
Now, the thought process that went into that, into having the wives and significant others come by, boy, that's a funky CD.
Well, see, that's appropriate on April Fool's Day. The CD's going to jump around a little bit.
At first, I was thinking about it. I thought, well, you know, for Mike,
yeah,
we could actually ask Doug, your attorney, to come in.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, too, even after I got off the phone with you last night. I was saying, you know, maybe it should be Doug, but then didn't Doug have exposure when we went down to the gay place?
Yes, he did.
You know, and it's just, I'm done feeling cutesy and fuzzy about him after I got my last bill.
And, you know, to me that would have been, and I ran it by Mike.
Right.
Because, of course, it's his life. But, you know, the funniest would be, and representing Mike O'Mara.
His attorney.
His attorney.
His representation.
We ended up having to go with the bartender.
Yeah, the bartender. I was hoping to be a guy bartender, you know. That's what I was
saying. Kathy did a
wonderful job, and Kathy is Lisa's sister, right?
And she is also a bartender.
She's also a bartender, but technically, I have to say, just to be accurate, she has never been on the other side of the bar across from me. So,
not yet.
You give it some time, and maybe Rob's going, oh, yeah, right. No, Rob, I never forget a bartender.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Did this call 100 time?
It is.
I think so. Hello?
Hello, I'm Coral 100.
Yeah, hi. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Anthony.
Anthony, where are you from?
Long Island, New York.
Okay, Anthony, first dinner for four at the Macaroni Grill. Tried the Mama's Trio, lasagna, chicken parmesan hand-rolled cannelloni together for $10.99, and a movie that's recommended by Mr. Skin, the movie Original Sin. On DVD with Angelina Jolie and Antonio Banderas.
Wonderful.
Now available on DVD. Get your copy at Best Buy. Thank you, my friend. Oh, and listen, you won the never-before-seen Original Sin unrated DVD.
Oh. Sounds good to me.
To sexy.
Dead sexy. Lots of fair beverage.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thanks, Anthony.
Anthony. He meant to say thank you. Anthony, I'm sure.
All right, well, okay.
How you doing? I always like it. When your wife's in close proximity, it's always, any family member, it's always very little edgy for you, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I'm doing okay.
You're recovering? A little more stress than normal.
Just remember, you can't spell happiness without penis. And she did actually a pretty adequate job of...
She did. She was driving the car.
Describing our weekend.
Yes.
That I swear to God, you notice I'm balling my hand into a fist now. We reached a moment on Saturday night when we were going out to dinner, and nowhere fancy. We were just going to a pub.
Right.
A pub that serves food. A bar food is what
pub
we're
pub food.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Okay. Pub food.
I got on the same outfit I've had on all day long. As a matter of fact, Buzz, it was an outfit you gave me a couple of years ago for a birthday or something.
Glad it works.
Nike sweats.
Dance skin?
She says to me, you're not leaving the house like that. Now, keep in mind, I've left the house all day like that, wearing this outfit.
Right.
And then we got to the restaurant, and I was eating something, and I had some food in my beard. And then we get in the car, and she said, well, have a spine. And I said... Half a spine.
You mean like a spine in fashion sense, as far as being daring, or
no, as far as just saying to her, I think what she was wanting to do was just
she was looking for a fight.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Because I don't get it.
Never happened in my marriage.
I don't get it. That she wanted me to change my clothes,
right.
But then she was like challenging me because I didn't challenge her enough on the fact that she wanted me to change my clothes. So we ended up with a car pulled on the side of the road. I just was screaming, "F you! You want a spine? F you!"
Well, F you.
Well, F you. Well, F you. But then it worked out. We ended up.
Well, good. It sounds like it.
As you heard.
You know, I hear this and I'm thinking maybe I've done the right thing here. You know, I really am. I mean, my weekend,
so?
I normally don't talk about my weekend, but my weekend consisted of a very wonderful family outing on Saturday. I had my traditional Friday night with my pals, which was much like it was described when the women were here. And then Saturday, took the family to see The Rookie. With Dennis Quaid, took the kids and my wife, had a wonderful time. Had a wonderful Easter, you know, went out to brunch with her family, went to the Easter egg hunt, and then, like in the middle of the day, you know, fulfilled my temporary marital, you know, obligations. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm thinking maybe if we had the normal situation we had before, I know there would have been some sort of tension or fight, probably. So I'm thinking maybe this is okay. It's what my wife's been telling me, that this is going to be okay. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe she's right. Maybe this is just, it's not the norm, but maybe this is it. Rob shaking his head. No, no, no. Rob, it was really one of the better Easters that I've ever had. It really was, that good. There was no alcohol. After Friday night, there was no alcohol that crossed my lips due to my extreme Friday night hangover. So I don't know. I just don't know. I'm getting to the point.
So what's the deal with you two? Are you two on the ins or the outs?
No, we're separating. We're going full speed. I've already signed a lease for another place that I'm going to be moving into the middle of April.
But you had a great weekend with her.
We had a good weekend. And
and you tapped it.
And, yeah. They're separated and they've never been happier.
We've never been happier.
But we're not technically separated. So for me, I know for my sake that when that happens, it's going to be another sad moment for me because I know it's going to bum me out. I know no matter how close I am, and I am very close where I'm going to be living, no matter how amicable and friendly it is, it's still going to be a super, super drag. But then, if I have many more weekends like this, I'm going to start understanding.
When are you moving?
I don't know yet. I'm probably going to, you know, right when April 15th rolls around. You know, tax day, I thought it'd be an appropriate day to, you know, to combine all the painful moments of my life into one fell moment. It was tense with the family.
With her family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's not tense because of Laura and myself. And just like it's not tense with us when we're around our friends, it's tense around everybody. It's like you have a disease. You cannot help. I think it's tense with people on this show. I think because everybody kind of looks at you and goes, you know, hey, what's the deal? I'm with you guys. I kind of lay everything out on the table. So people that don't know me that well, you know, that are friends of ours, it's just, it is weird. And you know what I want to be, what I want to be done is bumping into that certain friend that for some reason has been, you know, living in a cave for the last month and a half.
Hey, oh, man.
Oh, and, you know, and here's the worst is when I get it, when I get the thing where they walk up to me and go, hey, what are you doing? Take her back. Like,
Mike.
Like my one dumbass friend said to me like a month ago, you know, and I'm like, yo, shut your mouth. You know, because that's what I said. Yo, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I just, you know, that's the, if I could eliminate all of those conversations, I would be very happy. Not talking about it, because I actually dig talking about it, but if I could eliminate the people that just come up and say, hey, what's going on with you two? Because that means right there, that dumbass comment means you have to start from scratch.
Yeah, you don't want to tell the story.
Yeah, you don't want to tell the story again.
Well, here's something that'll make you happy.
Okay, go ahead.
We killed the monkey.
You killed the monkey?
The monkey that was picking the basketball games?
No.
As soon as Kansas lost?
Oh, the monkey was destroyed?
We killed the monkey.
That's probably best. You know, good news, the bad news for Kansas, and I know Buzz is bummed out, is just great news for vandalism in America.
Oh, and God knows we're lucky. We are just miles away from College Park, Maryland. And tonight, covering the riots for the Don and Mike show, will be Joe Ardinger.
You know, I talked to, is Greg Edger an alum, I guess? Is that why he's wearing all the stuff?
Right, he's got all the Maryland paraphernalia
and
today.
I said, you know, congratulations. I think his one comment to me is, hey, man, we're going to burn something up tonight. You know, it's like,
that's the spirit.
It seems to me, it seems to me the joy of vandalism.
Here's a headline from the Washington Post on the front page. Front page. Maryland police prepare for trouble tonight.
Right, win or lose.
Right, win.
Yeah, no, we absolutely.
And we're sending our man Joe out tonight with a tape recorder.
This is going to be awesome.
We are going to, we're going to supply Joe with some questions. And we're also just going to hopefully get a feel of the College Park atmosphere, win or lose for the Terrapins.
But the password is incitement.
You know who's cute is Joe. Sweet, doughy-headed Joe is cute. I said, Joe, I need you to go out to College Park tonight with a tape recorder. He said his first question. Well, I was kind of hoping to see the game. I said, you know, there might be a place in College Park where they're showing the game. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Start at Bentley's and work your way up the street.
I'm familiar with the area. It's going to be a great time.
I think it's an awesome game. Right. I mean, I'm not even a college basketball fan, but when you get the Hoosiers, you know, combined with the Terps, it's just, you know, two schools that, you know, have a student body that really, really can kick a little ass.
Either way, I mean, I don't know if this has been covered in the national news, but in D.C., they rioted Saturday night after Maryland won, and they had videotape of guys like throwing benches through police car windows.
It's just really unbelievable.
And stores being set on fire and stuff.
And they demonstrated out there in College Park that the police department out there just really on top of their game. Yeah, this year they were ready.
Yeah, right.
They were prepared this year. You know, wasn't it like, what, 5 years ago or something? They rioted in the whole, you know,
last year.
Campus? Yeah. Was it last year?
And the police made no preparations whatsoever. So they said, this year, by gosh, we're going to be ready. And there you have
last
it.
Last year they had all kinds of video of people flipping Toyotas.
Right,
remember,
exactly,
they just
right.
Took cars rocking back. Back and forth.
I can hear Joe asking the questions now, like, hey, what's that car doing there? I don't think he's a Terps fan.
So anyway,
incitement.
You'll hear about it on tomorrow's show. And for the Maryland police who are going to be there tonight, two words for you: live ammo. Okay. You want to contain the situation. Don't be shooting paintballs at people.
Right.
You know, you shoot some guy in the ass, and trust me, as soon as people find out it's a real bullet,
sure,
they're going to stop turning over police cars because a stupid basketball team has won a game.
Well, you know, it's all those students out there that are filled with rage that they weren't able to get into other schools. Oh, see, I'm an AU Eagle. I can make that joke. I'm allowed to make that joke. There you go.
And God forbid if the upset of the century is to happen.
Right.
And Indiana wins.
You know something?
If that's the case, we go to DEFCON 5.
I really think you have to start sending in the National Guard. I mean, I am not exaggerating.
I am not opposed to that.
Armored personnel carriers should be on the streets of College Park if that happens.
I think
armored personnel carriers should be on the streets of College Park no matter what.
Right now.
Yeah, on a nice day.
Right.
When the basketball team's not playing.
Absolutely.
So anyway, the
registration day.
Maryland Terrapins are playing tonight. I'm just going to say this because I'm a broadcaster. If you're going to a riot, riot responsibly.
Please do.
Think of your fellow rioters when you're rioting.
Amen.
Think of the stores. If you're going to loot, if you're going to rob, if you're going to pillage,
loot.
Think of the stores that can handle it.
And please, please, don't drink and burn. Designated torture.
And hey, for you seniors, you know, really, I mean, you don't have many days left, so make it count.
You know, if you're going to loot, let me just urge you, don't loot the small-time merchant.
Right.
Don't loot the guy who's got the ma and pa store.
Sure.
Loot your name branders.
Absolutely.
You know, loot, I don't want to mention names because some of them are advertisers on the show.
Yeah. And for the police out in College Park, take a look at some of those videotapes of New York City when they have security. Okay, the password is shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. On the streets. Yeah. Shoulder to shoulder with a baton.
You got a wall of police.
Amen.
Just walking towards the streets.
And you got to keep them off. And you got to keep them all on duty till, what do you say, Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, today's only Monday. Yeah, sure. It's got to be till Wednesday.
The whole week, right, Rob.
But, all I know is that here in the D.C. area, no one really cares at this point about the game.
Right.
People are really waiting for 11 o'clock right. for the rioting to begin. Right.
Yeah, well, it's just, when I saw that, you know, all the memories came back of their previous riot, which was caused by I forgot what. There was but something
they
lost.
When they made the Final Four
was it,
last year.
Was it the Final Four?
Right, well, when they lost to Duke last year, I know there was trouble as well.
It could be a regular game, too, like during the season, you know?
Yeah, mini rioting.
Sure. Yeah, they have their...
I love that. I mean, I don't love it. But I love the fact that all of the media focus is not on the fact that for the first time ever,
right,
the University of Maryland is going to play in a championship game.
I mean, it's such a great moment for a school, and that, you know, it just seems to me. Well, Greg, speaking of Greg, you know, I can't wait to burn something up.
Yeah, well, that's the focus, and we'll have our man Joe Ardinger out there covering that for you tonight.
I think Joe can calm them.
We have who's this Mike who goes to Maryland? Mike,
what's up, Don and Mike? You guys ready for tonight?
Well,
see, here's the attitude.
The question is, are you ready for tonight?
I don't know. I was there Saturday night when everything went down, and honestly, I must say, the police out there, as much as you all are saying they weren't prepared, it was mostly DAs that don't go to the school, and they were winging glass bottles and stuff at the cops, and it got nasty, but it got nasty. Like, once the police showed up, the students got out.
What are you majoring in out there,
Mary? Right now, I'm majoring in mechanical engineering.
Chemical engineering. Very good.
Yep. All right, my friend. All right, so in your opinion, it wasn't the Maryland students, it was the other, just...
I'm going to give him his credit on this. You've been out there a billion times. I've been to College Park many times. You have total, you know, unlike a lot of college towns.
Oh, no, you're
like a hamlet. It's like the main drag goes right into the college.
You go down right route. You go down Route 1.
Route 1 right off of the Beltway.
As soon as you get to Tippy's Taco House, man.
You're done.
You're there.
Absolutely. Drive right through the campus.
You're there. Here's Mike, who's planning on going to the riots tonight.
Great.
Mike.
Hey, guys, I'm going to head over to the rides tonight. I was wondering if you guys know if there's any good electronic stores over there. I'm looking to get a new entertainment system tonight, and I was wondering if you guys had the tips on where that would be.
Generally, I think it's been my remembrances of that area is that you got places like Tippy Tacos.
You got the VU.
You got the VU. You got Bentley's. You got bars. You got, like, smoothie joints.
Right.
It's mainly food stuff.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get, like, one of your Pottery Barns on the main drag there, but I could be wrong.
You could get a good mixer, a blender at one of these establishments.
Is there any truth that here in Washington on WJFK that the sports junkies are going to set JP on fire if the Terps win? I heard that. I don't want to give them show suggestions.
Either way, it's going to happen.
He's combustible. I want to tell you an idea that was floated about yesterday that I immediately shot down.
Because those boys are super into it.
Because I knew you would hate it.
Right.
When the thought of having Doug, your lawyer, come in for the first break today was shot down, we were thinking, who do we know who's a lawyer?
Right.
And someone said JP.
Oh, my God.
From the Junkies. And I said, I don't think Mike wants JP from the Junkies being his representation on the show.
I know. But I know you would have loved to have him on the show.
I was right there with you, Mike. You're not on an island alone.
I hate to talk about other shows all the time on our show, but aren't those a couple of those boys actual alum of the university? Isn't JB, isn't he an alum? Or?
I know Eric is.
Okay, Eric. He might be the only one that actually graduated college. Because I think JP's got an artificial law degree.
He's a lawyer, though.
Pass the bar, my ass. He lied about the whole thing.
Both Eric and Cakes went to University of Maryland.
Well, I'm happy for those boys. I know they're very excited.
Good for them. Good for them. I hope someone riots in their name tonight.
I think you listen to EB and Cakes, you get a real zero win on that College Park education.
Would you stop?
Sorry about that.
Cakes went to Towson. Eric's the Maryland alum.
Eric is dressing as Gary Williams tonight.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. Wow. Either way, the riots are happening tonight.
Joe will be out there.
Whether they win, whether they lose, that's why we call College Park the Sacramento of the East.
And you're absolutely right. There is absolutely no difference between them winning and losing as far as the activity that's going to be out on the street.
I think if they lose, it gives people more of an incentive
to go nuts.
To go absolutely nuts.
I disagree.
I think if they win, they're going to go more crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be a happier, more infectious
win. Yeah, it'll be, especially if it goes down. The worst case scenario will be if it goes down to the absolute wire. If it goes down 1 second left, win or lose, a jump shot to win the game, you'll see.
You're on tomorrow's show.
Great.
Fear the turtle. Dog.
What?
Fear the turtle.
Fear the turtle.
Now listen, the sad news from this weekend. I hate to start the show here on a downer.
Some
celebration, though, in a pretty
castle. But, you know, the Queen Mother's dead.
Oh, man, Craig Wilson.
Just like Marie Antoinette.
Beside himself.
They're breaking in with, like, bulletins and stuff. I was thinking something important was happening, for God's sake. It was just that old broad with the bad teeth who's dead.
The Queen Mom. Anyway.
Yeah, a little bit of a sore throat happening here. Can you give me a moment?
I hate it when a life is cut short.
I took a moment to write a little something.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
To write a little something. Because I heard the news and I thought, you know, how outrageously selfish of me to see this news and think, well, why are they breaking into my regularly scheduled program to tell me that she's dead?
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with me, I'll be singing. Goodbye, old Queen Mom. Old fart you were. When you were alive, you never took it in the bum. And rarely in your vag. You smelled like old seafood. King died. He was a lucky dude. Escaping your bad teeth. Jackie Gleason feet. And it seems to me you live your life confined to your craftmatic bed. Never having any power. You useless figurehead. Her Majesty's sugar walls now reek of royal mothballs. Buckingham's palace phone is making mortuary calls.
So sad.
Well, I really need the instrumental. I'm not doing good. So I got one more round.
You're fighting out in there a little bit? Is that what it is?
Okay, first two. Your big dumb hats are gone. USA Today's Craig Wilson is crying on your front lawn for his community's hero who is embalmed. And even though she tried, she eventually had to die. They'd already dug the hole just 20 years too late. And it seems to me you lived your life confined to your craftmatic bed, never having any power, you useless figurehead. And we here on the Don and Mike Show will miss you, sorta. It's too bad they couldn't fit you in that crematorium down in Georgia.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. That's touching.
It works better without the music.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that one.
She will be missed.
Better without the music. Yeah. We had the instrumental version, it would work better.
Yeah.
She was like a candle in the window.
Thought it was beautiful.
So brief.
Goodbye, old Queen Mom. Old fart that you were. When you were alive, you never took it in the bum. Yeah.
Big ceremony.
And rarely in your vag. You smelled like old seafood. When the king died, he was a lucky dude. Escaping your bad teeth and your Jackie Gleason feet. And it seems to me you lived your life confined to your craftmatic bed, never having any power, you useless figurehead. Her Majesty's sugar walls now reek of royal mothballs. Buckingham Palace's phone is making mortuary calls.
That's beautiful. That is touching.
Your big dumb hats are gone. USA Today's Craig Wilson is crying on your front lawn for his community's hero is embalmed. And even though she tried, she eventually had to die. They'd already dug the hole just 20 years too late. And it seems to me you lived your life confined to your craftmatic bed, never having any power, you useless figurehead. We here on the Don and Mike Show will miss you, sorta. Too bad they couldn't fit you in that crematorium down in Georgia.
Georgia. Oh.
A hard tribute. To find a word for it with Georgia.
That's so moving. I mean, I really didn't care one way or the other, you know, that she was gone. It didn't really affect me until I heard you sing that song, and now it's...
And much like Elton John, I remember after Lady Di,
yes,
he said it took him 10 minutes,
yes,
to sit down and rewrite the lyric. It took me 10 minutes to write that.
Oh, come on. Don't sell yourself short. 9.
Yeah, okay.
9 minutes.
And 2 of the minutes was finding a rhyme for Georgia.
There you go. Georgia. Sorta.
Yeah, Porgia. Yeah, I mean, sorta and Georgia's not even really a rhyme.
Sure. Sure. Sorta, Georgia, wedding license. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, then, fine.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, the queen is dead. Long live the queen.
That's right. So a little tape from the funeral?
Yeah.
Have they had the funeral yet? I think they have, right?
Oh, they got you. No, you know what gets me is that...
Oh, is that why? I just saw a picture of the casket in the paper.
All the people in Britain are so surprised. Christ, she's 101.
Yeah, beautiful long life as she was...
She's 101. Like, what, you're surprised? You're knocked over by that? You go, wow, knocked me over with a feather.
She's gone.
The old bitch.
And she's gone.
What are we going to do? The old bitch is 101.
I cannot believe she's gone.
She was so vital towards the end.
She truly was. Didn't show up some of the ceremonies.
I think they're not burying her till April 9th.
That's right. Really?
Well, they got to lay in state for 3 days, then they have to boil the corpse. Oh,
God. She's perfectly well preserved. Oh, life cut so short. She'll be best. A good day, die young.
Yeah, I like Don and Mike, please.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm not on the air.
Yes, you are.
I am not. Yeah, I'm not on the air.
Oh, come on, you dumbass.
Nothing more tragic than a young person dying.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that beat out Yo Summer with Your Mama. Much better than that song.
What?
He was saying you were. It was a better lyric than Ray Stevens.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you, my friend.
I saw a bumper sticker of that down in Florida. Osama, yeah. Yo Mama.
That's great.
Yeah. Mike, how about this for a T-shirt?
Yeah.
I'm thinking along the lines of the Dale Earnhardt thing.
Right.
God needed a queen.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
With just like one of those Easter hats, you know, hanging out, you know, on a hat rack.
God needed a queen.
God needed queen.
God needed. I think April Fool's that you guys are trying to pull already.
What?
I think I figured out one of your April Fool's jokes you're already trying to pull.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the real buzz.
Is this Jim McClure?
No.
Sounds like you have a little trouble getting around your tongue there.
No, I just think that buzz, I don't think that's a real buzz because he actually knew some knowledge about...
Pronounce your S's and your T's so we can understand you. Really, you're really hard to understand. Has anybody ever told you that?
Buzz knew what?
He knew a lot about sports.
Well, not a lot. Spores. Now, spores was pronounced, correct me if I'm wrong, S-P-O-R-Z, spores.
Or S-P-O-R-E-S, spores.
Spores, right. Yeah. Well, why not sports?
Sports.
All right,
I'm telling a little throat thing.
What did Buzz say that indicated he knew something about sports?
He knew about what happened last year with the Final Four.
The Maryland riots last year and how that happened.
He knows that from a newsman.
Read the news.
He's a newsman. If it was just the game itself, he probably would nobody
don't know a thing about it.
He knew the news item. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah,
you're going to rot in hell for that song.
Not for that song.
No, not for that. Listen, take a number for better service.
Way down on the list, really.
Come on.
And let's be honest, you know, you may be a little satirical today, but in all fairness, you were a big fan of the Queen, Mom.
And she's gone!
I mean, a big fan.
Yeah, the biggest.
I saw the posters.
Hello, Don, my show.
The nude.
The dolls.
Did you see my tribute site?
Yeah.
Go to the tribute site.
I've seen your tribute site.
The X-rated tribute site.
Man, it looks like just a simple briefcase, and then you open it up. Oh, my
like
God.
It's like a stucco wall. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to talk to you about the Queen, Mum.
Yeah, sure.
Why are you making so much fun of her?
She's dead.
Well, I think we all know that.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a problem?
Coming from the Commonwealth.
You're not
in the Commonwealth.
This guy doesn't even care. He's just trying to pick a fight.
You're just trying to pick a fight.
Go to hell.
You're not even a British guy.
And you come from the Commonwealth, so you come from Virginia. That's good.
I don't believe that's true, sir.
Okay.
Oh, now you're going to put it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Trevelina.
There he is. Posh Spice.
K-O-T-D-A.
Try to lose that accent, sir.
Okay, do I...
Hey, the dumbass.
Do I get a D-A?
D-A?
Get out of here, you douche.
Yeah, nothing no. worse than a guy that can't do... Kevin Costner proved that. Nothing worse than a guy that can't do a British accent.
Oh, and Robin Hood.
If you can't do a British accent, you can't do any accent.
The who's on the line here? Mark? Hello, Mark. Don and Mike show. We got a break, Robbie? Let me take a call. Hello, Mark?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, my friend.
Yeah, that last guy wanted a DA. He was a DA. He didn't need that. Hey, it takes 3 days for the lacquer to set on a pile of dust, so that's why it's going to be a delay in the funeral.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for helping us straighten that.
You know, don't you feel when we're doing this that there's just a hint of patriotism in it?
Oh, of course.
We go back to the Revolutionary War. You have to remember all wars.
Never forget.
We won our independence from that country.
That's right.
We don't revere their royalty, okay?
They are our strongest ally, no doubt about it.
We're the colonists that broke through. Yeah, that's true.
But keep in mind, we are they are our strongest ally.
Yeah, that's
but,
Tony. I don't feel the same way about Tony Blair as I feel about British royalty.
But England is our bitch. Got me? You know what England is? England is America light.
Yeah.
You know what? England is Canada light.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Amen. Strong.
That's right. I
you, mean, think, you think without us, England wouldn't have sunk into the sea in the 1940s?
Oh, Christ.
Damn right.
Without us, you know, I mean, your man would have been in charge over there, Rob.
Oh,
that's right.
They'd be wearing... over there eating bratwurst over there.
Absolutely.
They'd be wearing brown shirts.
Sure.
Right now.
Exactly what would have happened.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I hear breathing.
It's Rosie.
Pardon me?
It's Rosie. Don has my diapers.
Oh, get out of here. I don't know what the hell that was.
John has my diapers, please.
Okay, goodbye. We will be right back, everybody.
I need my diapers.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right.
I want to discuss now my favorite color.
Stay tuned for more Love, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, listen, sports fans. Finally, your fighting gutter balls have returned.
Oh, we're back in action?
To Washington, D.C. Come join the gutter balls as we triumphantly return to action this Wednesday night when we take on the Pin Pals at Strike Bethesda.
Strike Bethesda. We've been there before?
Yep, we have.
The one with all the fancy colors and all that?
Sure is.
All right.
That's in Bethesda, Maryland. We'll be there at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night.
And we debut our new shirts.
Yes, they are pretty. Dreamy.
Very pretty.
We now have home and road jerseys. That's how gay we are.
Amen, brother.
Buzz, I don't know if you're going to have this on the news or not later. I read this in the New York newspaper over the weekend.
Go
that
for it.
Jason Williams, the guy from NBC, the basketball player who killed the limo driver.
Yes, yeah, the gun play up in his bedroom, I guess it was.
You might be wondering how he spent Easter Sunday.
How did he do it?
Well, he spent Easter Sunday. What he did was he wrote a note to each of his neighbors. He lives in one of those very exclusive neighborhoods where they have all the McMansions.
Yeah, I mean, huge mansions.
That are next to each other. He drove from house to house and stopped at each mailbox, and there was a letter. Now, I don't know if each letter was handwritten or if it was mimeographed.
Right.
And then he just signed his initial on the bottom, but he wrote them a letter saying...
If it was mimeographed, you could get, like, a nice buzz off of the paper.
Yeah, you could smell. I guess mimeographed dates myself.
a little.
Photocopy.
I think it read Fast Times at Ridgemont
High.
The best mimeographed scene in the world right there.
So he writes the letter. Oh, no, next break. Next break. Not now. Next break.
Absolutely.
Next break. Never mind, everybody. There's something behind the scenes.
Okay.
Didn't I just say next break?
As clearly as any human being could have ever heard
but
it.
But meaning not this break, meaning
That's the way I understood it.
The next break.
I fully understood that you intended to have one break and then do that in the next break.
Buzz, ignore what you just saw.
Got it.
Okay, so Jason Williams spends Easter writing a note or copying a note to his neighbors that says, sorry for the turmoil that I've caused the neighborhood. Sorry for all of the media coverage in the neighborhood. Happy Easter. And then he just signs it. Jay.
Yes. Hey, all right.
Is that pretty much I got the story
correct?
That's
exactly. Yeah. What's he trying to accomplish? Well, I mean, I guess feeling bad about everything that's gone on in the neighborhood, feeling confident that he will be back in his neighborhood, exonerated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's what I'd be doing.
That's what I did to all my neighbors.
Oh,
good idea.
Hey, no, you know, I didn't know. Dear, you know, dear friend.
M. Sorry I'm moving out of the neighborhood.
M. Hello, Don and Mike show. Just struck me as jive, you know.
Yeah, I agree that it's jive,
you know,
too.
Sorry for all of the, how about, you know, P.S., sorry I killed that guy.
Yeah, maybe a letter to the guy's family. So didn't he never properly apologize? I mean, really? I guess an apology in a court of law is an admission of guilt.
Right, so he has to
be
careful.
So he can't do that to the family.
Dear neighbor, sorry for all the media. Happy Easter. P.S. Sorry the smell of death is in our subdivision. Sorry I killed a guy. You know, P.S. Would you like to meet a Globetrotter? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
I was calling to see what you guys' pick is for tonight's basketball game.
Well, of course, Maryland.
Well, that's good, because I've heard a lot of different radio talk personalities who've doubted Maryland. And Who doubted Maryland. The whole tournament, they've doubted Maryland.
Isn't Maryland one of the favorites?
Well, they haven't been. It's always been Kansas.
Well, they were a number one seed.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but...
It's not what you thought. That's what they were. They were a number one seed.
Maryland was the number one seed.
Right.
They have the best record of any team in the Final Four.
If you read any of the press coverage today, it would be, you know, what a long shot Indiana is to win the national championship.
Well, like I said...
Did you go to Maryland?
Who is this? Is this Tony Kornheiser or Michael Wilbon? Which one of you guys is it?
Are you a graduate of Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Is he a professor?
What do you do for a living, sir?
Actually, I work for a company that does, like, refrigeration work.
Ah, very lucrative.
You know,
absolutely. That's what the degree will do for you.
Today's show has just been an advertisement for University of Maryland and wait until tomorrow.
Terps basketball, it's hot.
Wait until tomorrow.
Sir, do you fear the turtle?
Excuse me?
Do you fear the turtle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Doug.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.
Ass. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I'll fix refrigerator.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. I saw Death to Smoochie last night, and it will be Rob Spiewak's favorite film.
Oh, why? Because of the Nazi part?
Yeah, Nazis on ice.
I want to tell you something. I went to see Death to Smoochie, and I was utterly disappointed with that movie.
Now, how much of your disappointment was based on your deep-seated, deeply felt hatred of Robin Williams?
None, because really, Robin Williams is not the star.
Okay.
Ed Norton, who I do like.
Yeah, I love Ed Norton.
Is truly the star of Death to Smoochie. And as a matter of fact, it's got, I don't know this broad's name. The girl who was in Being John Malkovich.
Okay.
The girl who lived in a little office with John Cusack.
Yeah, kind of a dark, goth almost like woman.
Dark hair, like Snaggletooth almost.
Yeah, right.
But, man, I would...
Trey Effable.
I would do her, and I would do her again.
Right.
And then I would I would do her again.
Keep the violence out of it, please.
I mean, no. I was just right. I'd roll her over.
You see him going there, Rob? He was going there. There's I'd do her again, and then I'd dig her up, and there was something. He was going, he had that look on his face.
No,
he gets really passionate about it. I'd do her, and then I'd do her again, and then I'd get a comic book and read Superman, and I would do her until her head just
disembodied. I was going to say, say I would roll her over, but I wouldn't roll her over because I wouldn't take her from.
You were just looking very violent.
I would do her and I would say, I loved you in the John Malkovich movie. I loved you in the Smoochy movie. And now,
you smell
when you do. Now, I must cut your head off. And then, fill the hole with my love. Oh, I must make love to your oozing neck. My darling.
Catherine Keener or Cameron Diaz were the two women in that movie.
Catherine Keener.
That's her.
Can we get a picture of her, Buzz?
Yeah, if you would.
She was awfully skinny.
She looks good here. She looks a little like Alanis Morissette, a little.
I would do her. I would do Alanis Morissette. I'd do her, though.
She had a cowboy hat on.
You know who I'd do in the music world? I hope I've got the name right. Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who's on MTV all the time?
Who's that?
And there's a super whore. We had her on our old morning zoo show. Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah. Kylie Minogue, just a nasty, nasty girl.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
How does she look? Is she like 30 now? How old
she
is
looks
she?
Like a dirty little whore.
Dirty 30, Rob.
She was the one who did Locomotion, right?
Yeah. If you've seen the video, she's like walking around with her shirt half open. And
everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
It's always good if you can chart a record every 12 years or so.
There you go.
She's great. I mean, she's so hot. Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, but you don't want to kill her.
Hi.
And Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Kansas had the best record in the Final Four. 33-3.
And your point is?
Well, what did I say, Maryland?
Well, he said Maryland. I just wanted to point out. And something I wanted to ask you.
Let me just say, this is one of the things I love about sports radio. That's why I should never even try to talk sports on this show. Sorry.
I didn't mean to.
No. You were right. I was wrong. It's a meaningless point, but.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Who would you do first, Lisa or her sister?
Lisa or her sister? That's a pretty good who would you do.
Wasn't that Lisa's sister was in this morning?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Great show.
Well, don't you want the answer?
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, just sit tight.
Okay.
We're doing some thinking.
Buzz, why don't you go first?
Oh,
go ahead.
I hate to choose because I like Kathy a lot, but I guess I'd have to choose Lisa. I mean, it's a close
race.
I hate to choose, too.
Can I hear a ding?
All right, give a ding.
All right. Hold on there. There you go.
I hate to choose also because I like them both, but and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. No. But Kathy, good choice.
And I hate to hurt anybody's feelings, but well, she rated me a 5-1, so Kathy.
Rob, here's a moment for you. Come over to the microphone, Rob. You normally sprint over to the microphone, Rob.
A moment that I bet Mrs. Spiewy would be interested in hearing.
And tell Rob he does not have to tattoo the winner.
Who would you rather do?
What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea. We're getting a lot of that today. This is Monday, don't make sense from the caller's day.
Who would you rather do, Lisa or her sister?
I guess to avoid awkwardness in the office.
No qualifiers.
No, just answer.
Her sister.
Wow. He is lying.
You are so
like
lying.
A hound dog.
You are so lying. You come to Lisa.
He trembles with desire.
Come
for
in
me.
Here, Lisa, and you tell it to her face.
That's big.
Come here.
Because, you know, they
he
do the whole. He trembles with desire for Lisa.
You know, I love my wife.
And it's great when Lisa comes in, I can ask her a question about her sister that I'm dying to ask.
Come on in, Lisa.
Dying to ask.
Here she is now. Come on.
Now, Lisa's very, very emotional right now.
Here she is.
She's very emotional.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You know, you really, it's wrong.
Yeah.
To desire someone that you love like a sister.
Oh, God.
Oh, you are.
I'm going to barf.
Such an ass kiss.
You are so full of crap.
You would do Lisa in a heart attack.
Wow.
During a heart attack.
And it would result in a heart attack.
You would, though.
It would kill me.
You know what I mean.
During a heart attack.
Well, no, I mean, you do it in a heart attack. I mean, you do it that fast.
In a heartbeat.
You know, God forbid anything happened to your wonderful wife.
God forbid.
Could you get a picture of Lisa and her sister and put her on Donna?
You know, I get a free pass on this one because Lisa knows, like, from day one,
yeah.
I have had the steam and undies for her sister, and I have a great question to ask. I hope
sure.
you can answer it.
Okay.
Because we asked it about you the other day, and I thought it was fascinating about you, too. Does your sister have a tattoo?
No, she has her belly button pierced.
Okay. Thank oh. you. Wow. Thank you for not disappointing.
So, Rob, look Lisa in the eye and tell her that you would rather have sex with her sister.
Look at the eye shift. Look at the eye shift.
Now, hold on.
Look. Yes?
You know what? God damn it. I'm trying to think of something that I saw in a movie.
What's that?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Look Lisa right in the eye.
Your eyes dilate, I think
no.
it is. No?
No. Look Lisa in the eye and tell her.
Look at his pants.
Tell her that you would rather have sex with her sister than her.
I would rather have sex with your sister than you.
Oh, you're lying.
Weird moment.
You're lying because you lie because your eyes are moving to the left.
This is a weird moment.
When you lie, your eyeballs move to the left.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. I heard that.
Saw it in a movie.
Yep.
It's very close, though.
Well, doesn't really count now, does it?
This is an interesting tense moment on the show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, are you telling the truth?
Absolutely. All right. Tough call, but...
Don, are you...
And I think Lisa knows that I'm telling the truth, but Don, let me ask you, are you telling the truth?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
No, look here, no eye shifting here. Hi.
You have been really, really mean to me the past couple of days.
I have not been really, really mean to you.
Friday and today, I think it was Friday, maybe Thursday and today.
What, about the rating thing?
Yeah, you've
Lisa,
really hurt my feelings.
Lisa, you have been mean to me for months.
Well, that's because you and I can't work together.
This is true.
I may have to step down.
This is true.
All right.
Well, Lisa?
Yeah.
DOT?
Do our thing. Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Great sketch, everyone.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Great acting.
Good morning, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Hey, this is Joe calling from Seattle. Got a little Kylie Minogue story for you.
Yeah, Joe.
Well, last week, Pauly Shore was in town, in here in Seattle doing a show.
Well, only the biggest place, Seattle.
Oh, yeah. And he was doing an interview on the morning show on Outrageous Talk Radio, 100.7 The Buzz.
Right.
And they asked him who was the most famous POA he's ever did. And he had to whisper Kylie Minogue when they were doing Biodome. So she'll do Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
She might be one of you guys.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's a chance, right.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, when you lie, your eyes go to the right.
Did I have it wrong? Did I have it backwards?
Yeah, it was backwards.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
So that meant that Rob was telling the truth.
Maybe.
But his eyes went in both directions.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
It may depend on whether you're right brained or left brained.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Is it Don and Mike?
Yeah.
When you lie, your eyes go to the left because you're accessing the left part of your brain, which is the creative side.
Is that from a movie?
Yeah, it's from the movie The Negotiator.
Oh, all right, yeah, that's exactly where it's from.
Correct, the Sam Jackson movie, The Negotiator,
Kevin Spacey. Who was the other guy, Chris Spade or...
I don't know, but we all know the movie you're talking
Kevin
about.
Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey, that's it.
Gotcha, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Gabe, Buzz's number one fan.
Hey, Gabe.
Oh.
Hey, Buzz, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. Sorry, I was too busy to call last week. I had midterms.
That's quite all right. Things have been going well.
You still did a stellar job.
Well, thank you very much, and as did you, Gabe.
Thank you, and guess what I just ate?
What?
Bacon.
Oh, I love, you know how I love the bacon. Bacon.
Hey, Buzz?
Yeah.
Would you rather hear me smoke a bong or take a tinkle?
Right now, neither one. But thanks,
come on,
anyway.
Pick one, Buzz.
All right, go for the bong, I guess.
Okay, hold on.
It's the same sound. Yeah, probably.
Put his cordless down. What's he got, like an electronic bong?
Sounds like an electric bong.
Did you get that?
It's either an electronic bong or a bad cordless phone.
Yeah, it's a bad cordless.
What's up?
All right, my friend. Okay, well, listen, exhale.
I just did.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Listen up, Buzz.
My friend Gabe.
That's your fan.
Yeah.
He's so wasted.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't hear him unless he knocks.
Hello. Mr. Han. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, come on, hurry. We got a break.
Yeah, I got something about the lion eyes.
Yeah.
You can hide your lion eyes.
All right. Thank you, dummy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Talk radio, 98WRC.
1047 at WRC. Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
Classic Concentration on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael?
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, first, I love the show, and I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred and Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Yeah, Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
The Morning Zoo.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
Thanks, Alex.
Ready to answer the hard number, Don and Mike.
Right. Listen, this is not a threat. It's a promise. Very soon, the all-caller show. Very, very exciting. I'm not going to tell you when we're going to do it.
The way you'll know we're doing it is when the show's going to start with a caller.
With just calling.
Very cool.
Maybe the worst show or the best show we've ever done.
You never know what's going to happen. I mean,
we'll be coming soon.
We talk to a lot of people on the telephones every day on this show, but there'll be nothing like it.
The all-caller show, coming soon. All right, Buzz?
Yes.
A spotlight on Buzz now. Spotlight on Buzz.
Here we go.
What have I done?
As you have done nothing.
Ah.
You have done nothing.
Yet.
No. And I know that, let's welcome now general manager, WJFK FM.
Uh-huh. Our general manager, our leader here in Washington.
Right.
Alan Linewand.
Mr. Alan Linewand.
Can you get Alan some headphones?
Okay. Sounds like I'm in trouble.
Here he comes. We're getting him some headphones right now.
I'm in trouble at least, Buzz.
Okay. All right.
Alan, have a seat.
Let me play, get Alan some headphones. Let me play his theme song.
Relax.
There he is, the evil manager. Yeah, Buzz?
It's the management theme here at Infinity Broadcasting.
All kidding aside, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Today is April Fool's Day, but
yes,
I want you to know that this, what we're about to say about you, I swear, to God, is not a joke.
Okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, let me say, I forgot to mention, happy birthday to my son who turned 17 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Bart!
Congratulations.
We're,
Hi, Alan, can you acknowledge that you're here by maybe speaking into the microphone?
Don, it's good to see you're healthy and alive.
That's very good. Yes, he reads the internet.
Now.
That's very good.
Buzz?
Yeah, timely.
Yes. Here is the deal.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to do this behind the scenes, but we decided to do it on the air today.
Really? Okay.
Would you get the thing?
Yes. Yeah, I got it.
There's a thing?
Yeah, we have something.
We have an award for you.
Oh, really?
We have an award for you, Buzz.
How nice.
Now, Alan, how long have you been the general manager?
About 2.5 years.
2 years. And, right. Buzz, you have worked here how long?
10 years at least. I'm on my 11th.
10 years. Mm-hmm. Well, what we have for you, Buzz, is... it is... Alan, to say it's a retirement gift would not be appropriate, would it?
That would not be appropriate.
It would not be appropriate, because we're not retiring you.
Oh, big relief. Okay.
We're not retiring you.
All right.
But we'd like to give you something to say thanks for the 10 years.
Oh, for the 10 years, sure.
And we'd also like to... how do you work in the part about...
It's more of an invitation.
An invitation to get better acquainted with... you're a regular news guy, and a lot of times I feel bad on the show that the time for news gets squeezed out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does.
And
there might be opportunities for you at, for instance, at Westwood One.
Interesting.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable doing this on the air, though.
Network gig.
I know.
Well, come on, I'm not kidding about this.
Okay.
Buzz, I am not kidding.
All right.
All right.
Mike's bringing in the award, I guess, or the thank you for the 10 years.
The way I chose to do it.
You wouldn't have done this on the air? Oh, hi, Alan.
It looks like it's...
Well, here we go again.
The two of us. Hi. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, the Buzz and Alan show.
Yeah, listen, man, sorry about that call the other day, you know. But I do appreciate... I was just... You know, I had the question about the commercial, when Marsha's commercial was
starting. Absolutely. I heard it today.
Oh, excuse me just a moment, Alan. I'm getting a call.
Oh, isn't this great? Okay.
Newsroom. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Alan, I've been asked to tell you that the joke's on you.
Okay, the Don and Mike show. Here we are. It's 1:10 in the afternoon, East Coast time. And Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob have all left the studio. And I'm sitting here, unfortunately, all by myself. So here we go. I think I'll start playing some commercials. That'll get the guys right in the studio quickly. Let's see. I'm going to change microphones here. Just bear with me a second. There we go. It's a big day here at WJFK in Washington. And Rob, how you doing? Hey, Rob, can we get a couple of spots in there? I know Buzz's Millennium spot would sound terrific right about now. I'm going to kill Don. I'm going to kill him. Okay, all you millions of people out there listening. Why, oh, why? Anyway, can I take a call? Hey, there's, look, what do you know? Mike waving in the window, and Rob looking like he doesn't hear me. Okay, here we go. It's a beautiful day here in Washington, probably 65 degrees, and I could leave right now, but that would be dead air, and I hate hearing dead air. Okay. Hey, is everybody enjoying this out there? Good. Okay. Let's see, I'll pick up the paper here. What do you know? Well, for those people who watch the NCAA, let's go Terps. Okay, guys, this isn't funny anymore. All right, about 2 years ago you did this to me and I was a deer in the headlights. I now think I'm a cat in the headlights. All spots are out of the studio, so I can't even run spots. How do you like that? That's not a good thing. All right. Well, I guess I could just leave the studio, but that would be dead air, and I wouldn't want to have dead air. So I guess I'll just play along with these guys for a little while. Okay, anyway. Tonight, 9:18 tip-off, University of Maryland playing Kansas. Should be a great game. I don't have anything to talk about. All right, guys, this is hard, okay? You feel better? Oh, God. Let's see. So Lisa was in on this, and Rob was... All I thought I was doing was coming in to play a little stunt on Buzz. And, of course, I rearranged an appointment, so that appointment, I'm sure, is listening right now. Oh, boy. Anyway, here we are. I hope everybody's having a good time out there today. It's 1:11 East Coast time. There's Michelle. Hey, Michelle, come here. Michelle, one of our crafty sales reps just walked past the window. Come on. I guess she doesn't care to come in. All right, is there anybody at WJFK that would care to come in the studio? I do hear Rob laughing somewhere. That's a good sign.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Wizards yesterday. Great game. I actually had a chance to go to it, and they played the Dallas Mavericks, and it was a very tight game up to the last minute and a half, and unfortunately they lost by about 6 points. MJ scored 10 points in the last 6 or 7 minutes, though, so there you go. Bad knee and all. Now, there's a guy on the street playing basketball. Look at that. What do you know? All right. Hey, I'm going to walk out of the studio for 1 second. No, actually, I'm going to walk around here and see if the spots are really out. Let me see. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for some commercials. I see no commercials in the studio.
I hope the people in Philly are, at YSP are cracking up too. Try a joke. Let's try a joke. Okay, this whole thing is a joke. What do you mean, try a joke? Oh, God. Let's see. Well, you know what? I guess if I really started messing this up, Don would come running in, and so would Mike in about 30 seconds, so. But I couldn't do that to them. Never again. Never again will I look at my calendar on April 1st and not think that they're going to screw with me. Oh, boy. Okay, what else? I really don't want to do this much longer. Eh, what do you know? Listen, I love being behind the scenes. Oh, it's chilling, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Rob. Well, I'll be back in a second. Don't go anywhere because we're going to have Donna Mike on momentarily. Oh, but I think Lisa's here. We're going to take a phone call. We're going to take a phone call. A lot easier.
Well, I'll be back in a second. Don't go anywhere because we're going to have Donna Mike on.
Hello.
Oh, but I think Lisa's here. We're going to take a phone call.
Yep. Sounds like a delay. Are you listening to the Don Mike show? We've got a caller here on the line.
Hi.
Who's this?
Alyssa.
Alyssa?
Daddy.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
Hi.
What are you... Wait.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. You might be the only one in America who thinks I'm doing a great job.
Daddy.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just calling.
Yeah, where are you?
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, thanks. Is there anything you would like me to say, Alyssa?
Because, hi to me.
Hey, you know what? I think we make a pretty good team. Maybe you should stay on the air with me for a little while.
Say hi to me.
Hi, Alyssa.
Sit up.
Hang up on this kid.
Hi.
Hi.
I love you.
Oh, that's great. Okay, see you, baby. I love you. Oh, boy. All right, well, that was the excitement of the day. That's my lovely daughter. And, you know, she's on spring break this week, as most people are in this Washington area, so hopefully she's out having a good time. Very unlike me, because I'm not having a good time at all. And I'll get every one of you back individually. At some point, I will get every one of you on the show back. And I'll start with Lisa, and then Rob, and then Buzz, of course, and then Don and Mike. I think we have something going on here. This is good. We've got a phone call. Here we go. We'll take the call.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm just doing terrific.
I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah. You and my daughter. Nah, this is pretty hard, especially, yeah, I'd like to see Mike or Don in here by themselves with no phone calls and no commercials. I'd like to see...
We do it every day, dummy.
I'd like to see those guys in here for 5 minutes with nothing.
How about 4 hours, Alan?
Well, we just wanted to tell you that you're doing a terrific job, and we love you.
Well, thanks. You're supposed to lie like that, but I appreciate it.
All right, gotta go.
Oh, great.
Oh, you want
to? Yeah, we have to end this call now. This is too much help for you. Goodbye.
Yeah, great.
Bye,
Don, you son of a...
Carmella. Bye.
What I do for good radio, I'll tell you. Well, it looks like Don and Mike... Guy, I'd like to take some calls and see what some great April Fool's stunts are today, but I think I will basically be top of the list for everybody today. I think this would be about the best April Fool's stunt. And, of course, I didn't see it coming. Oh, look. They're all leaving. That's great. Let's see. I just saw a walk by the studio window. First Mike, then Don, then Buzz. And I'm sure pretty soon Rob and Lisa will go scurrying away. So here we are. Listen, for those, there's Rob. Rob goes scurrying by, and Lisa can't be far behind. But I'll get back. Oh, there's Lisa. There she is. Okay. The entire show has left the building. So let's see what I'm going to do. Let me see if I can take a call. Hang on a second. Oh, look. Everybody's leaving the building. Isn't that funny? Okay. I don't do radio very well. But then again, everybody who's listening knows that, so... Listen, for all my... wonderful advertisers out there, this is a great opportunity for you to hear why WJFK is such a great radio station. Because I'm not on the air, that's why. And, come here. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to walk out for a second. Please. Hold on. Listen to this radio station for a little bit longer. Nationwide. We'll be right back in a second. You may hear some dead air, but it's only going to be momentarily, I promise you. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on... Oh, they're all walking outside. Look at this. We've got the entire radio station leaving the building. Well, I hope the sales folks aren't leaving the building because they should have left here at, 9 o'clock this morning. So if I see any sales folks leaving the building now, you'll be in big trouble when I get off this radio show. Oh, there's Don. Hey, Don, how you doing? Don is standing outside waving to me in the studio. I'm just giving you a blow-by-blow because I figure everybody wants to know why I'm doing this and what's going on. The joke is on me. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day. It's about 1:20 East Coast time. I'm on the Don and Mike Show. You're all listening to Don and Mike. Nationally syndicated radio show on WNEW in New York, WYSP in Philadelphia, and WJFK in Washington, and obviously hundreds of other radio stations nationwide. One of the greatest shows in America. Except when I'm on the show. This may be the last time I'm ever going to come on the show. How do you like that, Don? Oh, God, I got work to do. Real work. Unfortunately, I was trying to be a nice guy to the show, walking out to see somebody, and Don came up with this wonderful idea, and here I am today, unfortunately, in the midst of the biggest April Fool's joke that's ever been played on me. Lisa called me this morning and said, Alan, we need you to help with Buzz. See Edwin, a-hole.
We need you to help with Buzz. We're doing an April Fool's joke. All we need you to do is come in the studio, and we're going to announce his early retirement. I said, I'm going to an appointment. I really can't do it. She says, just need you for 5 minutes. Of course, the nice guy that I am comes into the studio, and now I'm standing here all by myself. And everybody's getting a real joke out of this, aren't they? Nobody's going to come to my rescue. That's okay. We'll keep rolling, because you know what? I know I've got listeners all over America tuning into this radio station today, whether it's WJFK in Washington, WNEW in New York, WYSP in Philadelphia, or the hundreds of other stations nationwide. I know one thing. You're attached to every word. You're hanging on every word, which is good for ratings. So, let's see. I'm looking at a backwards clock. God, this studio's a mess. God, they give me no prep material, no nothing. Anyway, what did I do this weekend? I watched the NCAA tournament, hung out with the family, and that's what I did this weekend. Not a very enjoyable weekend. Hey, Don, by the way, you ever go this long without playing bits? All right, they just took a picture of me. How do you like that? I don't know for what. I guess for my next job. Hey, could you get any... Lisa, when you get that picture developed, can you give it to me? Because I'm sure I'm going to need it on my resume next time. Anyway, if there's anybody out there, I'd love to take another phone call, because I'm sure many of you want to know what the heck I'm doing on the radio. Don and Mike will be back, tomorrow, the next day. So if you want to continue to listen, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK 106.7 in Washington, WNEW in New York, WYSP in Philadelphia. Oh, and I'm assuming everybody in those stations are on the floor right now. But listen, this could be you. All right, so be careful what you wish for. Because believe me, these guys will play jokes on you just the way they play jokes on me. And I know some of you already know that. But this is a bad one. Oh, look, Jason Vesey goes running by. We've got people leaving the building in droves. And as long as I don't see any salespeople leaving the building, I guess I'm okay with it. Because, again, salespeople should be out of the building by 9:30. Thank you. Ah, boy, I know. Everybody's saying, ooh, geez, this is fun. Great radio show you have. The Don and Mike Show. Let's see. Oh, we have a breaking story here. Breaking story. Someone pulled a fire alarm, and it's not a joke. Okay, so the, God forbid the building's burning and I'm stuck in this studio. That's all I have to say. You guys having a good time out there? Oh, boy. God, oh, God, oh, God. Yeah, if I took a caller, I could kind of have some fun with it. Can somebody get me a call? Oh, the phones are ringing off the hook. Let me see if I know how to do this. Okay, we've got all the lines lit up. Obviously, there are a lot of people who want to kick me off the air in about 30 seconds. Let's see. Hang on a second. I'm not going anywhere, unfortunately. Okay, I'm on the other side of the console. I'm where Don usually stands. Oh, damn. You left something in here, Don. Let's see. Well, again, you're listening to Don and Mike Show on 106.7 WJFK. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon here in Washington. Hope it is in New York, in Philadelphia, on WNEW in New York, WYSP in Philadelphia. And there's Lisa. Lisa just walked by. I could use a little bit of help. Not much. And hope everybody is having a good time wherever you are today. It's April Fool's Day, as many of you probably know, and unfortunately the joke is on me. And for all of you who are saying, what a, you know what, I'd love you to be in this position, because this is not easy. All right, Don, you hear it? It's not easy. Mike, it ain't easy. I don't know how you guys do this for 4 hours a day, except you have each other to talk to. I wonder how it would be if you just had nobody to talk to. The Don Show. Or the Mike Show. Or you're listening to the Buzz Show. And I don't think it would be the same. Rob is running by. Let's see. These phones are ringing off the hook, and unfortunately, I have no idea how to pick up the calls.
Here we go. Put on the headphones.
All right.
You're on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Who's this?
Is it Alan?
Don, you're on the air.
Alan, I want you to listen to what's happening outside here. Someone is... this is no joke. Listen to this. That's a fire alarm.
It's terror. What's going on?
We don't know.
You don't know, and you probably don't care, do you?
No, but I just wanted you to know. The studio is soundproof, but listen.
You know what?
Evacuate.
That doesn't sound like a fire alarm to me, Don.
That doesn't sound like
I've already been fooled once. I don't think you could fool me again.
Alan, that is a fire alarm.
I'm not
and
sure
I'm
it
afraid,
is.
We're going to have to evacuate the building. We didn't plan on this, but we're all going to have to just leave the building. And if you could just mind the fort for a little while longer, we'd sure appreciate it.
Well, listen, I think you're leaving.
This part we're not kidding about. Some dumbass came by and pulled the fire alarm. You know the one down by the garage?
Did they really?
Yeah.
All right, well, they're DA. What can I say?
All right, well...
Hey, listen, I'm in the middle of a radio show.
I know you are. I'm about to... Here's Mike again. Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing. Toodaloo, ass.
Well, you just heard from Don and Mike. Obviously, they're having a great time with this bit. And at least they're... I guess I'm in the minority here of people having a good time with this bit. This is not a lot of fun to be on the air with no help whatsoever. You give me a little help, I'll be okay. But, I don't know, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? Don, what would you do about now? You'd break for commercials, that's what you do. And unfortunately, you've given me no commercials, but I do know Millennium Laser Eye Center has just started their campaign again this week with the wonderful Buzz and Marcia spots. And Millennium Laser Eye Center, obviously, is a great place to go, and we've got a lot of great clients. And that's one that came to mind specifically. So I hope you hear the spot, and Buzz and Marcia, thank you very much. Ah, Jesus. All right, how long are you guys going to do this for, huh? Let's see. Well, I read a story today on MSNBC this morning that the pop-up ads, those annoying pop-up ads, are showing up everywhere. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of them. And probably nobody in the audience really cares about that. I wish I knew if somebody cared about that. I wish I knew what somebody in the audience was thinking. Although I know what everybody's thinking. It's the same thing that I'm thinking, so don't worry about it. Believe me, this is painful. This is painful. But I could keep sounding like somebody who doesn't know how to do a radio show. Oh, do I sound like somebody you used to know? That's an inside joke. Anyway. Ruffling papers, get it? Let's see. I'm going to step outside the studio for a moment, and hopefully somebody will come in and kind of help out a little bit, because Two is better than one. Thanks. I'll be right back. Hold on. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on 106.7 WJFK, WNEW 102.7, and WYSP in Philadelphia. So you've got your New York, Philadelphia, and Washington connection right here on the Don and Mike Show. The boys have played an interesting April Fool's joke on me, and it seems like the entire building was in on it except me. Unfortunately, I'm pretty busy and haven't had the time to even look at the fact that the calendar changed to April 1st, but obviously everybody around here has got plenty of time on their hands. So, oh, what do you know? It's Don. Oh, what's this? Who's this? Oh, no. Oh, no. We've got the wonderful Fairfax County Fire Department here. This is great. This has to be part of the joke, so I'll just play along with it. But I certainly see the Fairfax County Fire Department walking into the radio station here. So I'm hoping everything's okay. Although, they keep walking in and out. They don't seem to be very harried at all. So I'm assuming that everything's okay. Ah, boy. Did anybody watch that Oscar ceremony a couple of weeks ago, the Academy Awards? Could that have been the longest ceremony you've ever seen? I mean, I never watched that stuff, but unfortunately, somehow I got locked into it. And I don't think it ended until, I don't know, 12:30, 12:45. The most ridiculously long ceremony I've ever seen. But, in any case, I watched it, so I guess that is a good thing. What do you know? The phones are all lit up with nowhere to go. All you callers, just hang on, because I'm sure you're going to have plenty to say once I get off the air. Which, at this point, I know I'll be off the air by 3 o'clock. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave a little bit sooner because I do have to get someplace. For those of you who are just tuning in, unfortunately, I don't think many of you are just tuning in. I think most of you are in tune to this constantly and have been in tune to this constantly since about 1:05. Because right now I'm going on my 30th minute, if my calculations are correct. And 30 minutes of this is not a lot of fun, at least for me. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show, 106.7 WJFK in Washington, WNEW in New York, WYSP in Philadelphia, and hundreds of stations nationwide on a beautiful April 1st. That would be April Fool's Day, and the joke is on me. You're listening to Alan Linewand, unfortunately, not Don and Mike, and I am the general manager of WJFK. Unfortunately, that's what I should be doing right now. But the boys are playing a great joke, and I'm right in the middle of it, so it's a beautiful day outside. I'm sure they're all enjoying their time outside right now while I'm in a dark and dingy studio. It's also the opening of baseball, although I think there was a game last night. I'm not 100% sure. But we know that in the Washington area and Baltimore, the Baltimore Orioles are opening up this afternoon against the New York Yankees. So for those of you in New York, I know who you're rooting for. And in Baltimore, I know who you're rooting for. Philadelphia, I have no idea when the Phillies game is, so you're on your own there. But I do know the Orioles are playing the Yankees today. The game probably is starting any minute. But unfortunately, I couldn't even give you a score if I tried. They haven't hooked me up to the internet. They haven't hooked me up to anything here. Ah, boy. What? So let me ask you this. What would you talk about if you were on the air for 30 minutes with no help? Think about it. Think for a minute what you would do if you were here for 30 minutes with no commercials, no jingles, no sounders, nobody else in the studio except yourself. Now, I could walk out because I don't think Don will want this us to go to dead air on the Don and Mike Show for very long. But I can't do that. So if I do walk out, it'll only be a short period of time. Because I know what one thing. The Don and Mike show does get ratings. Let's see. 1:42 East Coast time. And this is getting real old. Hi, Alyssa. I hope you're still listening. I hope somebody's still listening. What would happen if everybody, all these millions of listeners that the Don and Mike show have, just started turning off their radios? Or started doing that 30 minutes ago? For some reason, I don't think that's the case. Unfortunately. As a matter of fact, I think everybody say, hey, hey, you hear what's going on in the Don and Mike show? Hey, you gotta listen to this. Hey, they got the a-hole general manager.
Yes, very nice.
Bravo, Alan.
You guys suck. And Don,
yeah.
You suck the most. The most.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. The most.
Hi, Alan.
I don't think I'm going to let you listen.
Second time. Second time we got you.
I wish we had time to talk. We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo.
Right, right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, we hate doing this to you. This has to be a very short break.
We've kind of gotten lost on the time today. Because the commercials are out of control.
Buzz, I did swear on everyone's lives that it had nothing to do with you.
Right.
And it didn't have anything to do with you.
You're right.
I had Lisa go to Alan before the show today.
Right.
And say, listen, we want to pull a gag on Buzz. We want to tell Buzz that he's being eased out.
Uh-huh.
That we're going to ease someone younger in.
Right.
To do the news.
Right.
And I guess she did a great job of selling him on it.
Because he was chomping. He was so ready to come in here and do that and play that joke on you.
Wow.
And, of course, you were the bait. You were the fishing lure that we got to get Alan in here.
It worked great.
And you were playing it too good, Al.
I'm sorry.
Because you were saying, well, I haven't done anything. I don't know what it could be. And
what's going on? But that's what got him to, like, get in here, get comfortable, and then give us all a chance to get the hell out of the studio.
And I love the phone call. That was a nice touch.
And we do want to thank the Fairfax Fire Department.
Yeah.
We don't know who the dumbasses who came by and pulled the fire alarm.
But they came by and they were here and they walked by the window. They were looking for the facilities manager to get everything straightened out.
Right. That part wasn't a joke.
No.
And that's not funny.
Not funny at all.
It's not funny, but the part that was just surreal was that we were all sitting in the lobby listening to Alan blather on and not know what to do and say stuff like, oh, there's a guy walking down the street with a basketball.
No, that was hysterical.
When all of a sudden the fire alarm went off.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, they come by and they say, fire trucks are here.
Yeah, and it was just pandemonium. And Alan, meanwhile, going along and it's nice to know that when someone did pull that, I don't believe everybody left the building. I think everybody went about their work as per usual.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
So anyway, this has to be a very fast break because we went way too long with that. Hello? I had planned to leave him in here for 10 minutes. But the guy...
It was too damn funny is what it was.
I mean, he was on, what, 35 minutes?
Yeah, and we, his little trick is he'll get over there and try to play a commercial. And we took all the commercials out of the studio.
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, right?
Right.
That was the funniest stunt ever. We took him by. That was so hilarious.
That's great. I'm glad he enjoyed it.
I hope you got the guys that pulled that fire alarm.
Could be.
Because they're looking for you.
Could be. The DA Patrol.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, absolutely funny, guys. I thought I had a song, but I want to change things up. You know, Alan was able to contact me while he was on the air with the cell phone.
Yeah?
He let me know that he rubbed your microphones with his taint.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. See you later. Hello.
That Alan.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, he kept saying, I don't want dead air. I don't want dead air. And he was dead air.
Yes. All right.
That's great.
Touché. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I'm one of the original Waldo gang. If Mike is there or Don.
Okay, listen. I'm Don, and I know you called in the office today.
Yeah.
That's not my gang from school.
Earl B. Wood?
That's not my gang.
Oh, A.J. Wiseman?
That's not my gang.
Oh, you never heard of us?
No.
Okay. Was there another Mike source?
Listen, let me put this guy on hold for a second. Yeah. This has got to do with my gang from school.
Right, right, exactly.
This guy called in the office today. Suffice to say, he's not a member of my gang.
But he wants to be.
From school.
Desperately.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I thought that was a great, great joke. And, you know, one of the funniest things, I don't know if you guys caught it or not, Alan said that, you know, tonight Maryland's playing Kansas for the championship.
Oh.
Of course.
He's trying to catch up on his basketball.
My favorite part was when he said, hey, you guys ought to come in here and try to do this. That was pretty damn funny.
We do it every day. Sometimes we go hours with no phone calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. We got to break again to catch up.
Got to do it. That's Alan's fault.
Yeah. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a funny kind of a thing, but, you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Beatty, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to be getting in touch with you.
Don't, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
A most excellent program, The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a change in plan. It is I, G. Gordon Liddy. That is correct. The potty mouths, due to their recent antics, are not here, and I have reclaimed my rightful place. And the Don and Mike Show, no longer. You can find the youngster potty mouth trash, that garbage, somewhere else. They're no longer here. It is I, G. Gordon, and I am pleased to announce that I have reclaimed my spot here at WJFK in Washington, D.C. I will have momentarily my review of a comment of the news, along with your phone calls. And I just want to say it's great to be back. We will have your calls at 1-800-GG-LIDDY. Or, of course, 202-432-1067. Now, as I mentioned, lots of your calls coming up on the G. Gordon Liddy Show. But first, let us go to our nation's alternative newspaper, the Washington Dateline Ramallah. Israeli tanks and troops broadened their offensive into Palestinian areas today with a thrust into the West Bank town of Qalilia, while Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat remained surrounded by a cordon of heavy armor at his headquarters in Ramallah. Israeli tanks entered Bethlehem early Monday, stopping 500 yards from the Church of the Nativity, which marks the traditional birthplace of Jesus. As we continue in our nation's alternative newspaper, the Washington Dateline Miami. And as far as Yasser Arafat, perhaps they should order the stacked and packed calendar. That would make the chairman of the PLO more pleased to linger in his spot. And Diana, we will be taking calls momentarily. I'd like to urge all of you to join the lovely Diana and I, G. Gordon, for a luxurious cruise on the Norwegian vessel, the SS Veen Dom. I will be lecturing and sunning myself and, of course, autographing photos of you. We'll take your calls right now. Let's go right to the phone lines. Yeah, hello, what is his name? Huh? Karen, you are on the G. Gordon Liddy Show. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Karen, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to talk to you, G. Gordon. I gotta tell you, I love your show, but...
Thank you.
I love Don and Mike, too, and I just left an appointment. And get in the car and, lo and behold, here you are. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you, Karen.
Please do.
What happened was this. It's simple. The management here at WJFK was fed up with their antics, and they're fed up with, frankly, the fact that these two fellas, are basically one step shy of criminals. And they called me, and they said they wanted me to come back in here and do the show, and I said I would, if, with proper incentives, and so I am here, and it's great to be back, and I appreciate your phone call.
Well, all right. Sure, I'm not sure if I buy it. I think it's something to April Fool's, but
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
It's no joke.
Okay.
It's the real deal. It is I, and I appreciate your call.
It is you, and you are back with a vengeance, huh?
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks.
And stay on the line for your autograph photo.
Oh, well, great.
Hold on just a second here.
Okay, bye.
I'm feeling virile, vigorous, and potent. Dateline Miami. Two prisoners who refused food for 30 days to protest the detention at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, were force-fed through stomach tubes today. Now, why are they force-feeding them? They ought to shoot them. They ought to blow their heads off. That's what I'd do. Or tie their testicles with leather twine and put them out in the sun and let them be eaten by the ants. That's the way you deal with prisoners. They're the enemy. Don't forget that. We'll take more of your phone calls. A final story from the nation's alternative newspaper, The Washington... Dateline, somewhere. Medicare patients can no longer automatically be denied reimbursement for therapy treatments if they suffer from Alzheimer's disease, according to a policy that was quietly put into effect several months ago. And that's a good thing. I don't remember why, but that is a very good thing. Where's my Tupperware? I love you too, Diana. I love you. I need my Tupperware. I gotta make water. We'll take more of your phone calls. And a reminder, stay tuned for Lanny Davis and Len Kolodny. And the numbers to call, 1-800-GG-LIDDY. Let's go right to your calls. And who do we have on the line here? Tony, you are on the air, sir.
G-Man, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back, Tony. How are you?
Thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you very much, Tony. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling from Shantae, Virginia. That's right.
That's a beautiful part of the country, Tony. A lot of great people, great servicemen out there.
Most ignorant people call it Chantilly.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. Are you missing the Queen, Mom?
I am. I'm missing her dearly. And
she's a great lady. Great lady, she is.
Great lady too.
What can we do for you, Tony?
Well, I was calling trying to get some information about a Smith & Wesson revolver.
Yeah. Well, you got a great weapon right there. That's a good weapon to use. The Smith & Wesson, any revolver, Tony, I will tell you, is better than an automatic because by nature, the automatic pistol will jam on you. And what you need with a revolver, you've got it there. You always know how many bullets you have in the chamber, and you always know it's going to be there to protect you. And a Smith & Wesson is a classic, wonderful, wonderful weapon. What can I tell you about it?
I'm looking for stopping power. Let's say there's a...
I prefer
robber in the house.
For stopping power, well, first of all, let me tell you, if you get somebody in your house, you always drag them back in, Tony. If you're going to kill them, don't leave them outside. Make sure that the intruder, if you do shoot him, shoot to kill, aim at the biggest area of mass in the center of his chest, and a revolver needs no safety, by definition. You understand that, don't you? But we have to take another call, Tony. I hope I was able to help you. And now let's take a call from... What? Mike, you are on with G. Gordon Liddy.
What's up, G-Man? Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you, Mike. Good to be on with you. What can we do for you?
Since you took down to Mike's job, can you do me a favor and use one of his big old guns and shoot Rob A?
I will do that gladly.
All right, G-Man.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling, Mike. I regret never have flown for the Fuhrer. I'll tell you right now, they cleaned them all out of here, though. They're not any of those creeps around anymore. Let's take another call. We have a call from Thomas. Thomas, you are on with G. Gordon Liddy.
Well, Mr. Liddy, it is an honor and privilege to speak with you today.
Well, Thomas, it's a good thing to speak with you. How are you today, sir?
I'm well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
My question is,
I have
a friend who I'm concerned about.
Yes, sir.
He drinks a lot of Irish whiskey on Paxil, and he's divorced from his wife.
Yes, sir.
Don't know what to do with him. Do you have any advice for him?
Well, first of all, you know how I feel about alcohol. There's no good that can come of that.
Right.
That's no good stuff. And frankly, I think any kind of narcotic is a bad news, bad idea. I'd stay the hell away from him. I'd get away from him, your friend, and tell him to straighten up and fly right. That's how you take care of that.
Well, it's really tough because he's very large.
Well, I'm sorry. If he's large, that's fine. Well, that's the reason he's large is because he's drinking. Tell him to stop. Tell him to stop right now, all right? Thank you, Mike. Now, that's all the time we have for today. I occasionally will sip a non-alcoholic wine, but that would be it. I love you too, Diane. I will tell you right now, that is all we have time for during this segment. When I return, we will have Lanny Davis and Len Kolodny here to argue with me about the issues of the day, ladies and gentlemen. I have no feeling in my hand. This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show, formerly the Don and Mike Show. We are back with a vengeance in our chosen time slot, where we belong, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank each and every one of you, and of course, we'll be back with your phone calls at 1-800-GG-LIDDY. Do we have time for one more? Huh? Don? Where's my fruit? I need my banana.
G. Gordon Liddy, I would like to know the status of your relationship with your wife, and also with Diane, your producer.
Well, that's all the time we have for phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. I have got a I'll tell you right now.
Chris Rocks.
I've got a fighting ring. It'll show you what a pussy is. I've heard that term. That's the term they use in the joint, and nothing phases me. Pussies, faggots, I'll tell you right now. But they have lingered with one of their players, a gentleman that has one of the most marvelous heads of hair, a head of hair that I never was fortunate enough to have, but I requested him specifically when they blew those creeps out. I said, keep that news guy, Buzz. And I said, Buzz, it's good to be working with you.
It's been a while. Good to see you, Jim.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm fine, virile, vigorous. And what the hell is that?
Forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
We're going to bring this...
He made it up.
We're going to bring this nice young man on with us now. He will no longer be referred to by the nom de plume that he had with the Don and Mike Show as Buzz.
Thank
he
you.
Will be... we're using your real name. Let's bring the nice young man, Mr. Mike Elston. Michael Elston.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Good to be with... How are you?
I'm well, and you, sir?
Well, I just think it's good that we cleaned a little house here today.
Nobody...
and got rid of the people that are screwing up the whole... playing a ball of wax.
Nobody does it better than you.
That's for sure. You got that right. What do you got for me today?
Well,
Michael,
today our top story, Mr. Liddy, it's now that it's April, police brace for the real March Madness.
Ah, yeah. Well, I tell you, there's some bad actors out there. I know how to handle them, and I think I could comment on that. Of course, we don't have time to do that right now. You, Michael Elston's news, will be a featured part of the G. Gordon Liddy program, and we will be dealing with that for post-haste. As we come up, I love you too.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. And Diana, that was very... I love you too.
This is the Don and Mike Show from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Ha-ha! Right.
You'll love their D's and B's.
Hey, listen, starting tomorrow on the show, we're doing this tomorrow, right? The new contest? We're going to get to try this on? New cash contest tomorrow. Celebrity burps.
So we try to guess which celebrity's burping.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting.
That's on tomorrow's show. Plus tomorrow, Joe Artinger at the Riots tonight at the University of Maryland.
Yeah, go Terps.
He's going out with a tape recorder. And we'll have an update for us on the Riots. That is on tomorrow's episode. Now it's time for news with Buzz, brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe.
Mm.
Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog or half-pound char-grilled burger.
Mm-hmm.
Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A state, county, and local police are bracing themselves for more trouble tonight in College Park, Maryland. Rowdy fans did $500,000 damage after the Terps lost to Duke in the Final Four last year. Police were criticized for, and in some cases even admitted to, not being ready last year. They promised this year they would be ready. But there was trouble Saturday night after Maryland beat Kansas. As for tonight, police say they have a plan. So do we. Joe Artinger, as Don just mentioned, from the show, will be in College Park tonight with a tape recorder, and that tape will air
on this show tomorrow.
Let's go live to College Park now where we have a wireless microphone set up and hear what they're saying out there.
We're queer. We're not going skiing. We will rock you.
There they are.
We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
And a small group.
Sign up for a man.
With my I don't know what that's all about.
Me either.
Less filling tastes great. We're here. We're queer.
I don't know.
Sure. We're not going skiing.
Uh-huh.
We will rock you.
I think I heard someone like at the very end.
Uh-huh.
Sounded familiar there. Just like a
charming baby.
Really?
Yeah.
The very end.
Great. Figures right. He'd be there.
Yeah, it is.
A man who had a bad day canoeing has changed the law. You can now swear in front of women and children in Michigan and not get arrested for it.
All right, good.
Hey, mother effer.
A state appeals court today overturned a 105-year-old law banning vulgar language in front of women and kids, saying that law was unconstitutional. The ruling stems from a case you may remember in which a man was arrested for swearing in mixed company after his canoe repeatedly dumped him into the water.
If I take my kids to a hockey game, though, and you say the F word in front of them, I'm still going to deck you.
There you go.
That's just from me to you, okay?
That's Mike's law.
There you go. Absolutely. Who cares about what's on the books?
Former NBA star Jason Williams, a devout Christian, skipped Easter services yesterday. Instead, he was out delivering notes to his neighbors in the aftermath of a fatal shooting in his New Jersey mansion.
I told you about this earlier. This is the paper yesterday. This is dumb.
Very weird.
The envelope was addressed to, quote, our wonderful neighbors. The note inside read, I apologize for the media's intrusion on our quiet neighborhood.
Yeah, there's a media. Yeah, why don't you apologize for shooting the guy?
Yeah, really. You apologize to his family, the dead guy.
Note was signed Jay Williams.
Jay.
Where's Jay?
A flight from Washington to Phoenix made an unscheduled stop in Wichita over the weekend after the discovery of a suspicious wire in one of the lavatories.
I thought you were going to say a discovery of just how cool Wichita is.
Well, they discovered that while they were there. An air marshal, though, found a wire beneath a compartment that holds carbon dioxide, and the compartment door was open. He decided that ought to be checked. The plane landed, and the 130 passengers were evacuated, at which point maintenance people discovered that the wire was part of the toilet paper holder.
Some wow.
New York.
Hey, you know, I'm still with the pilot.
Sure.
I'm still with the pilot.
And with the sky marshal who spotted it. You can't
absolutely
be too careful.
Why not?
Some New York restaurant owners. Toilet paper holders. Some New York restaurant owners are caught in a squeeze between the mob and the man. A mob boss turned stool pigeon has given the feds the names of restaurants in New York that paid protection money to his former organization. Joseph Little Joe DeFede once worked with the Lucchese crime family.
Lucchese,
thank you. Not familiar, and my apologies to the family.
Lucchese, he's a dead man. Lucchese.
It's Italian. It's L-U-C-H-E-S-E.
Come on, Buzz.
Christ.
Don't know.
Lucchese or
trying to get us killed?
No, just me.
Lucchese.
Restaurant owners are lawyering up, as perhaps I should.
Stugatz.
Trying to decide which is worse, testifying against the mob or facing contempt of court charges. Still looking forward to that fishing trip.
Testifying against the mob. That's worse than the other one.
Some of the owners were paying as much as $5 a month for the family's protection.
And that is
sure worth it. And that is wrong because...
Oh, I didn't say it was wrong.
Oh, all right.
So nearly we're passing along.
At twice the price.
For protection? So. Are you kidding me? Sure.
Who would you rather have guarding you, the mob or ADT, huh?
Right. Think about it.
Hey, give me the mob.
Down each avenue.
You'd think a song like Kill You by Eminem would be something he made up, but a French composer says Marshall Bruce Mathers III actually stole the song from him. So Eminem and his record label are now facing a federal copyright infringement lawsuit. The 67-year-old, here come the French police. The 67-year-old Frenchman says Eminem sampled some of his jazz fusion music for the rap about killing women.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Yeah, now they're effing Eminem. What's the world to do?
But there's Lyle Lovett. His uncle says the country singer saved his life the other day just outside of Houston. The uncle...
That's so funny.
Oh, wait. You keep laughing because the uncle's name, the uncle whose life he says he was saved,
yeah.
Calvin Klein.
You mean the real Calvin Klein?
No relation whatsoever. Lyle Lovett's uncle just happens to be named Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein almost got killed when he was thrown over by cattle.
How many breaks in his leg?
9 in Lyle's leg.
Yeah, look at him. He's crazy now.
Funny.
Uncle Calvin Klein says Lyle came to his rescue when an enraged bull charged him. The bull knocked Uncle Calvin to the ground and mauled him. The 44-year-old Lovett stepped in and got his leg broken in 9
in places.
Which was tougher to deal with, the bull or Julia Roberts' ego?
he always ends up in these situations. Doctors say he'll need 4 to 6 months to recover. He's otherwise in good condition. Quoting Calvin Klein, if it wouldn't have been for Lyle, I wouldn't be here.
Now, here's Calvin Klein's ever.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
He's talking about Lyle.
Lovett reportedly, here's another funny picture for you. Lovett reportedly slapped the bull with his cap, which distracted the bull to turn on him, and then the bull penned Lyle against the fence.
Don't hit me!
So brave, Lyle Lovett. Put a big L on his shirt like Laverne used to have on Laverne and
Super
Shirley.
Lyle, yeah.
Super Lyle.
Oprah Winfrey is just too busy to go to Afghanistan.
He had a cap like Marge Simpson would have. With that hair of his.
Oprah too busy to go to Afghanistan, even though the president's asked her to. The president thought Oprah was the right woman for the job of being in Afghanistan as little girls go back to school for the first time since the overthrow of the Taliban. Winfrey's people say she has a show to do and that she wants to add nothing to her schedule. The White House is now postponing the trip until it can find a more available replacement.
Why don't we send Dr. Phil? And why don't we send him over there without a parachute?
There you go.
Why don't we just throw him out of the airplane and say, hey now. Every time I see that guy's billboard, hey I keep thinking, hey now.
Don't you feel good about going back to school? Don't you feel good, kids, about, huh? How are you, little Afghanis? Do you feel good about going back to school?
Hey, now.
There you go. Hey, now.
Hey, now. Buzz, we got to do this.
All right.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiter in the car who wants to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
Well, here we go with the touch tones right now. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. Dial recklessly. Yeah, animals. And now here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hundreds of workers at a couple of Disney hotels in Florida are talking about a strike. It's not about the money. It's about how they've been treated
there
since 9/11. The attack on America hurt business at the Disney Hotel. Some of the workers were cut back to as little as 8 hours a week, but they stayed on anyway. Now, housekeepers, laundry workers,
maids, Jack.
Thank you.
Freaks that carry your luggage up to your room.
And other employees have rejected a contract offer, and Disney Hotel officials say they have no plans to sweeten the offer.
8 hours a week. Imagine that. Eight hours a week.
You can live on that.
Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus.
People looking for movies over the weekend went to the Panic Room. Jodie Foster's latest, despite bad reviews, took in just over $30 million. Ice Age came in second with just over $18.5 million. The Rookie checked in at third place with nearly $16
million. I saw that one.
How was it?
It was good.
Oh, fourth place.
Schmaltzy, but good.
Fourth place went to Blade 2, which brought in just over $13 million. Clockstoppers rounded out the top five, taking over just $10 million.
Keep going down. You get to the movie I saw.
E.T. was in sixth place.
Now, keep going.
And, yes, Robin Williams' Death to Smoochie.
That's it.
Premiered in seventh place with a dismal $4 million.
And you
hated it.
And not because of the Robin Williams factor.
I believe that.
Because Ed Norton's the star.
Right.
Movie sucks ass.
In sports, we're down to the final two in the NCAA basketball championship tonight at 9 Eastern. It's Maryland versus Indiana. And baseball's back. This is opening day at 10 parks.
Oh, crap. We forgot to play all of our baseball tapes today. We'll play them tomorrow, all the Earl Weaver tapes.
You better have it.
And all of the George Steinbrenner tapes. And
bottom
all of
the third. Boston trails Toronto 8-6.
House! That's it. Pedro started today. 8-6.
His
shoulder's gone.
Finally.
It's over. Season's over. I suck. Pierce my ear now. Okay.
No.
You can do it tomorrow.
No. God damn it. Finally.
God damn it.
Funny. Easter conjures up images of lovable bunnies, but that won't wash with Doug Bowes of Sonoma County, California. He was walking near his home late one morning last week when he was attacked, I tell you, by a bunny rabbit. It was actually a wild jackrabbit, but poor Doug thought it was somebody's cuddly pet. So when he reached down to pet the bunny that had come hopping toward him, it bit him hard. Doug knows where he's not welcome, so he started walking home, but the killer rabbit followed him. And then he encountered a neighbor who said she'd been cornered by yet another angry bunny. Jack's now getting the dreaded rabies shots, and be very, very quiet, the authorities are hunting rabbits. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Was it any rabbit? I always hope it's any rabbit. All right, well, thanks for the good show today, all the good calls, all the April foolery. Tomorrow, back with a new episode. Remember, kids, tonight, when you riot, riot responsibly.
Amen.
And whatever you do, don't hurt Joe. We got to hear his tape on the show tomorrow, okay?
A helmet.
Coming very soon, the all-caller show might be tomorrow. You never know.
He is wearing a helmet. You see that haircut?
Hello. That's the mic show. Hello.
Stop.
Was that a Queen Mum line? Is that line dead? Hello, Donna Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Caller 100.
Yeah, was that a question or a statement?
Neither one.
100. I am calling 100.
You made it work.
All right, my friend, get ready for, well, what can I say? Rock and roll excitement.
All right.
You want a pair of tickets to see Poison with special guests Cinderella, Winger, and Pastor Pussycat, Nissan Pavilion, July 12th. Ticketmaster.com. But wait, there's more. You have won a pair of tickets to see Mike O'Mara's Cramp Blues Band.
Yeah. Oh, we are giving them away on the show. I didn't know whether you were going to do that or not. Thank you.
At Party D.C. Spring Blues Bash State Theater, Falls Church, this Friday night. Wow. For tickets, go to partydc.com. Hooters girls will be there, too.
Hey. In uniform.
Cool. Thank you, Don and Mike. Number one.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey. You got to sweeten the pot. It's just my band.
I know.
You know? Got to make it a little sizzle.
Hey, Robbie. This Friday night might have to be the night.
Well, I'm already there.
Yeah.
He's getting paid to be there.
Why?
He's hosting it. He's hosting the party.
Wow. Oh, forget it.
Join me.
Okay.
No, friend.
Yeah. I want to go just be anonymous with Rob. Just sit in the back.
Oop, maybe next time. Maybe next time.
All right. Listen, friends, we will see you tomorrow. How you doing, 5.1? Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir, Drum Drum.
Good day to you, sir, and to you.
Can you?
Can you?
Can you?
Can you?
Can you?
Would let your kid have a colored Easter egg?
You see, it's a joke.
Throw your hat in the air just like Sidney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it
Yeah.
All right, see you tomorrow, everybody.
So long, everybody. Toodaloo.
Ass.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.